one of his new ideas. Do we want calls for that? Yeah. So
yeah.
What is the number? 303-866-2270.
Yeah. All kinds of wrong.
Yeah, it is. What's the matter with me?
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive.
First Avenue at Ellsworth or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The government is going to give survivors of Hurricane Katrina who qualify for federal help debit cards they can use to get back on their feet. The cards will buy at least $2,000 of food, clothing, and other essentials. The program will help, but it's not deflecting criticism of FEMA Chief Michael Brown for the agency's slow response to the storm. California Congresswoman Diane Watson.
Mr. Brown should get out of the way so someone with experience can come in and fix this whole thing. And if Mr. Brown does not come to his senses and step aside, the president should remove him immediately.
CBS's Kenny McCormick tells us how one man is trying to cope with the disaster.
Oh, it's one of the worst things I think I ever had to do.
Earl Davis, who lived in St. Bernard Parish, is like thousands of hurricane victims here, running out of money and unsure how to get federal assistance. He's putting some of his six small children on a bus, headed out of state to stay with relatives.
Separating from my children, God, you know, I just never thought that I would have to do this, you know.
But many families are doing the same, putting their children on planes and buses, desperately hoping to give their kids some sense of normalcy.
I'm Peter King in Meridian, Mississippi. For thousands of evacuees looking for new homes, the answer keeps coming up the same.
We haven't found a thing. Everything's taken.
John and Lynn Chamberlain lost their house in Louisiana. They'd like to move here.
This is a nice, quiet, safe little town. The people are so warm and inviting. They have just helped us out immensely.
Instead, they're going to Atlanta. Local housing authority says it's trying to help families of all incomes. They only have about a dozen apartments available right now.
Back in New Orleans, officials are pleading with holdouts to leave the city. EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson says city streets are holding a potentially deadly brew of human waste and toxic chemicals.
Human contact with the floodwater should be avoided as much as possible.
The last time Susan Hallams heard from her ex-husband Roy, he had a gun pointed to his head and was begging for his life.
I asked my family to help because my
When the phone rang in Corona, California early yesterday, Hallams was a free man. He'd been rescued by American troops in a raid south of Baghdad.
He was fed like one meal a day. He said he for the last month he's had sardines and cheese. So I'm anxious for him to get his favorite dish, potato salad.
The kidnappers who held Hallams for 10 months managed to get away. When a bill to legalize same-sex marriage in California gets to his desk, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will use his veto to kill it. Gay rights groups and other critics accuse the governor of pandering to conservative groups. Randy Thomason with the California Campaign for Children and Families disagrees.
We thank the governor. He's going to do the right thing by vetoing this anti-voter, anti-marriage bill.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing lower. They're down now about 3.5 points. This is CBS News.
This is your Vanguard Insight on managing your retirement funds by ignoring them. With our Target Retirement Fund, you tell us when you want to stop working, and we do the rest. To reduce risk as you get closer to retirement, the fund automatically rebalances your assets. To learn more, connect with Vanguard at 1-888-VANGUARD or Vanguard.com.
Mutual funds are subject to risk. Call for a fund prospectus, which includes investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information. Read and consider it carefully before investing. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
This is our starting pickup on the highways this morning. Southbound I-25, busy from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then it opens up free ride into downtown. I-70, check and clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. 225 in good shape, and around town we're still pretty quiet. On Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the Turnpike, trouble-free east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And off the highways, seeing some trouble with a four-car crash on Colorado at Colfax. Taking a look at the weather today, sunny with afternoon showers possible and highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 62 degrees. Want a real deal? Try Subway Restaurants, $2.49 daily special, a different system sub every day of the week. Thursday it's good as Zesty Italian BMT, 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Bring on to the other side. Your mind is waiting.
Good Files, sponsored in part by Quaker Oatmeal, something to smile about, and by GlaxoSmithKline, helping people who need their medicine get it. This is Dave Ross. It happened yesterday in the White House press room. Another finger-pointing outbreak. More after this.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Quaker man may be 127 years old, but he's still pretty good in a fight. Don't believe me? Consider this. Not only is Quaker oatmeal a cholesterol-free food, it actually helps remove cholesterol. The soluble fiber in oatmeal hunts down cholesterol, grabs it, and kicks it out of the body. So Quaker oatmeal isn't just a tasty breakfast. It's a pretty feisty little heart helper. Quaker oatmeal. Something to smile about.
A major finger-pointing outbreak yesterday at the White House press room. Reporter David Gregory asked what on the surface appeared to be a simple, straightforward question. He asked spokesman Scott McClellan, does the president retain confidence in his FEMA director and his Secretary of Homeland Security?
And again, David, I mean, see, this is where some people want to look at the blame game issue and finger-pointing.
You see, who raised these reporters? Don't they know that asking whether the president has confidence in the man responsible for hurricane relief constitutes flagrant finger-pointing?
We appreciate the great effort that all of those at FEMA, including the head of FEMA, are doing.
And yet, McClellan answers the question. Kind of. I mean, he didn't say, yes, we support them, but he kind of did.
I'm asking you a direct question, which you dodged.
And I just answered the question.
The answer, yes.
And what you're doing is trying to engage in a game of finger-pointing.
See, there it is again.
And blame gaming.
And blame gaming. See, that's the second finger David has pointed, plus he blame gamed. And the man is a serial pointer and blamer.
So you're not answering, you won't answer that question.
If you want to continue to engage in finger-pointing and blame gaming, that's fine.
Gosh, that's what,
we're going to engage.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Don't try to accuse me of that.
Don't try. See, that's the problem with these serial finger-pointers. They are very often in denial. Now, this guy's finger-pointed at least three times now, and he's blame-gamed twice, until finally, years of pent-up finger-pointing and blame-gaming just explode.
You're trying to engage in a blame game. Yes.
I am trying to engage.
That's correct.
That's a dodge. I have a follow-up question since you dodged that one.
A follow-up question. So here's what he asks. Does the White House feel that it missed opportunities to protect New Orleans from flooding?
Did it miss an opportunity to head any of that off?
In what way?
In what way? Hey, man, give it up. Life's too short. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Did you know the Smart Balance is the only buttery spread with no trans fatty acids, naturally? Smart Balance uses no artificial process to thicken oils as other spreads do, and it contains no palm kernel oil. It's the only spread patented to help improve cholesterol and tastes more like butter than any other spread, except maybe butter itself. Many fans think it even tastes better than butter. It's my Smart Balance. It's your Smart Balance. It's our Smart Balance. What a spread. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, Thursday, September 9th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 608, 8 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Isolated thundershowers after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, the predicted high to be 89. We'll see if we get up that high. And it's good to be with you here this morning on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And that Osgood File, that was David Gregory of MSNBC. And NBC News that was fencing back and forth about the whole Blaine game thing with the White House, which the White House seems to have its talking points down now about don't play the blame game, and if you want to, you know, if you want to engage in the blame game, as Scott McClellan was saying to David Gregory there, and this is just so typical of this White House. 303-713-7600. I neglected yesterday to make this really clear, and I want to start off by making it clear this morning, and I'm going to mention it a couple of times this morning. You can join Mary and myself. We've got a table at the Boulder County Democrats Truman Dinner coming up this Saturday night. Go to am760.net to bid on seats at the AM760 table. This event is sold out. There are no more tickets for this. The guest speaker is going to be Senator Joe Biden, and we'll take bids through Friday morning at 10 a.m., and all the proceeds go to help elect more Democrats. And we've got four pairs of tickets that you can bid on right now, and this is a sold-out event, so these are the only tickets that are available. And if you want to go have dinner with us and hear Joe Biden speak, then log on to am760.net and place your bid for those tickets. And we hope to see you out there. It should be a pretty good time. We've got four pairs of tickets that you can bid on, so go to am760.net, and I'll talk about that a little bit more during the morning. I wanted to talk about this yesterday morning, but you know what? I always have this. I always have stuff that's left over that I never get to, and I want to get to it. And this is a story about Barbara Bush. Maybe we're going to get a little clue here about where George W. Bush gets his values from and gets his feelings, and how much it makes you wonder how much his mother has influenced him. Barbara Bush was making a personal observation. This is according to the Associated Press. When she said poor people at the relocation center in Houston were faring better than before Hurricane Katrina struck. This is according to President Bush's spokesman Scott McClellan yesterday. Scott McClellan, the White House press secretary, did not answer directly when asked if the president agreed with his mother's remarks. Naturally. Mrs. Bush, after touring the Astrodome complex in Houston on Monday, said, "What I'm hearing, which is sort of scary, is they all want to stay in Texas. Everyone is overwhelmed by the hospitality. And so many people in the arena here, you know, we're underprivileged anyway, so this is working out very well for them." She commented during a radio interview with the American Public Media Program Marketplace. McClellan at the White House briefing said, "I think she was making a personal observation on some of the comments that these people were making that she ran into. But what we're focused on is helping the people who are in need." Asked if Bush agreed with his mother, McClellan said, "I don't think the observation is based on someone or some people that were talking to her. I misquoted that. I think that the observation is based on someone or some people that were talking to her that were in need of a lot of assistance. People have gone through a lot of trauma and have been through a very difficult, trying time, and all of a sudden they are now getting great help in the state of Texas from some shelters." Do you agree with that? Or do you think this is the way Barbara Bush really feels? And do you think it's the way the Bushes really feel about these people that are there, about the people who are there? That, you know what? Well, they're underprivileged anyway, so they're better off. They're better off living in the Astrodome in Houston than they were living in their own homes before the hurricane hit. Do you know, this is just one of many quotes from this administration, along with George W. Bush telling Michael Brown
of FEMA, good job, Brownie, which he said on, what was that, last Thursday, I believe it was, or last Friday. So do you think that this I don't know. Call in a comment on this at 303-713-7600. I mean, how do you deal with this? With Barbara Bush saying that these people were better off now because they were poor. Poor people at the relocation center in Houston were faring far better than before Hurricane Katrina struck. This is according to Barbara Bush. And, you know, you can imagine these people. There they are. They're in the Astrodome. They've left their house. They've left their belongings. They're separated from loved ones. What they are going through is something that Barbara Bush and her kids would never have to go through. And she's making this observation that they're better off because what the hell, they were poor anyway. I just don't even know how to reply to that. You know, I just can't even imagine making a statement like that. And we'll get to Howard Dean's statement a little bit later about race and class, but do you think this is where the president gets his value system from? Do you think this is what he was taught as a kid? This kind of a cockeyed way of looking at things? Or is it just me? Am I the only one here who thinks that that this is bizarre and a weird comment to come from a former first lady? Well, what the hell? What are you complaining about? You were poor anyway. You're better off now. At least you get four squares and a roof over your head. Never mind that you know, you had to leave your home and your belongings. Oh, wait a minute. You mean poor people have homes and belongings? Gee, I always thought they had nothing. I think, what was it, the comedian Dick Gregory once said, poverty is a state of mind, not a state of economic condition. 303-713-7600, your comments about Barbara Bush's comments and about Scott McClellan's attempt to try to ease the controversy. 303-713-7600, I've got three lines open, and I'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. You know what, finally, after all these years, we finally... kids, but a tremendous break on the price of the best carpet cleaning you'll ever get. How do I know? Because Mary and I had Superior out to clean our carpets, and they did a great job. Superior Carpet Care services the entire metro area, and they have the most advanced carpet cleaning equipment available, and there are people you can trust in your home who will do the job right the first time. Once you've had Superior Carpet Care clean your carpets, you'll always have them back time and time again. While you're at it, ask Superior about their air duct service, because you'll be turning on your furnace in just a few months, and now's the time to have your air ducts cleaned. Do it now to avoid all the allergy-causing dust and pollen that is built up in your air ducts over the summer. Call Superior Carpet now, 303-933-3000, and your carpets will look better than ever. That's 303-933-3000. Tell them that I sent you. Say, hey, Jay sent me.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exterior's $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 619, 19 minutes after 6. Look for a high today of around 89. Isolated showers and thundershowers after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, kind of a gentle cloud cover over Boulder. We're talking about Barbara Bush's comments and your comments about Barbara Bush's comments at 303-713-7600. Barbara Bush, who the White House claims was making a personal observation when she said poor people at the relocation center in Houston were faring better than before Hurricane Katrina struck because they were poor. Do you think this is where George W. Bush got his values from? That poor people like have no lives, and that they're far better off now. Never mind that they lost their meager ownings, things that they owned. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Let's go to Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Well, you know, the nut doesn't fall too far from a tree, and George Bush is a nut, and Barbara Bush is the nut tree.
Isn't that an incredible comment to make about a group of people?
Unreal. It just shows that the Republican neoconservative right are classist and racist, and they have absolutely no compassion for victims of hurricane. She said it's a little scary that all these poor, mostly black people are coming to Texas. Maybe she's worried they'll win some elections. I don't know. But she's doing her Marie Antoinette imitation.
I'd love to eat cake.
Oh, yeah. It's just shocking. It's unreal. And the funny thing is that the Republicans don't see anything wrong with this. They're going to probably backpedal it or whatever. And, of course, you heard Scotty McClellan backpedal it. He's a pantload. He's a liar. And this stuff is just infuriating. It's bad enough that FEMA completely botched the response. And then they tried to blame the governor of Louisiana by lying about her not doing a declaration when...
Yeah, when indeed she did it on August the 26th.
It's on their website. All they had to do was go look up the Louisiana website. And, in fact, George Bush did a declaration, too. There was a federal declaration made on the 27th, and so it was all in FEMA's ball court. FEMA completely blew this, and now we've got this Barbara Bush comment, and, yeah, I think George Bush thinks just like she does. I think he doesn't care about the poor. I think Kanye West is absolutely right. You know, he got censored on the West Coast. They wouldn't play that clip on that show where he said that Bush doesn't care about black people, and which I think is outrageous. I think he had a right to say it, and it was a newsworthy comment.
Oh, yeah, I barely remember that because I was in Las Vegas when that happened, and I barely remember seeing it on CNN. Wasn't that some music awards show that
I think it was a charity event for the hurricane victims.
That's what it was. You're right. It was a charity event for the, yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And he's correct, and I think that the black community in America feels the same way, and I don't blame them. These people in New Orleans who lost everything, they saw people die. They saw law and order degenerate into murder and rape. And now Barbara Bush thinks that they've got it really good because they've got three hots in a cot. I heard somebody from a legislator from Phoenix on the air yesterday say that these people, a lot of them have post-traumatic stress disorder. They've been severely traumatized, and they don't have it good right now.
Yeah, and if you sleep in the Astrodome, they never turn the lights off. I don't know how the hell you're supposed to get any sleep. Tom, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good morning. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call again. Love you as always. Keep doing the good work you're doing.
Thanks, man.
As far as Barbara Bush's comment, I have a great rebuttal. Who the hell does this woman think she is, Marie Antoinette? I was going to make a similar comment that Tom just made. You know, it's almost like she acts like she's a queen. And as far as everything that's going on right now, being a progressive thinker, on one hand, it's really bad because of all the corruptness going on in the government and all of the lack of preparedness and the lack of organization and everything. But on the other hand, it's hopeful for the future because now I think a lot of moderate Republicans are starting to open their eyes. And because of this lack of trust in our representatives now, and both on the Democrat side, because some Democrats feel like the Democrats aren't doing all they can to change things, and now even on the Republican side, a lot of Republicans are starting to doubt whether they voted right. Basically, it does lead to, I'm not sure if it was 9/11 or the war in Iraq, but are you familiar with the point of no return?
Right, yes, I am.
Okay, in the Air Force, when a pilot has to go on a long journey, there's
right.
a little red light that comes on.
Mm-hmm.
I think our red light either went on in 9/11 or when we went to war in Iraq. And basically, there's no turning back. We either have to have a revolution of sorts, either politically, theologically, philosophically, something has to happen. Otherwise, we are going to unravel at the seams. I mean, every great empire that's ever existed, Rome, Greece, you know, Egypt, and now the United States, basically has always fell from one place, and that's from within. They've never been defeated by an outside enemy. They always fell apart from within.
Well, I don't think we're going to fall apart from within, but I'm like you, I hope that there are some moderate Republicans out there who wake up and realize the what this presidency is all about and what the Bush family is all about, and maybe they realize that they voted for the wrong guy, or perhaps just the fact that they're not happy and would be willing to get out there and look for somebody else. And I keep saying it every single day here. I keep hoping something will happen in 06. I keep pointing my finger towards 06, and I've given money to the Democratic Party, and I just hope something happens where we can take either back control of the House or the Senate and somehow take this ultra-right-wing agenda and put it into check once and for all.
Exactly. I mean, something has to happen to control these lunatic fanatics. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse.
And you know,
especially when their attitude is like Barbara Bush's, because you know that the whole Bush family shares those views.
Yeah, if Barbara Bush were my mother, I'd be embarrassed by that comment.
Oh, me too.
All right, pal, thanks.
Thank you.
Rob Thornton, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Don.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. I may be taking a little bit farther than what Barbara did, but
I think it's this morbid view that they have, coupled with Bush rhetoric and backpedaling, covering your own butt type of mentality. But she might as well have said, you know, you're a poor family. Prior to the hurricane, you know, you're a poor family with five children. After the hurricane, you know, three children got washed away. So, hey, look, you have less mouth to feed. You're better off. You know, something, it's pretty much that type of morbid response that she was doing. And then on the other hand, them moving into the Astrodome and being taken care of in the hospitality, it's not reality. When I go to take a vacation and, you know, a resort, you know, I'm treated like a king. But is that reality? Does it last? Yeah, sure, I'd like to have that, you know, but that's it's not how life is, and it's not a reality for these people.
No, it's not how life is at all. And you know what? They're living in the kind of a surreal zone. And then her other comment about people wanting to stay, about everybody wanting to stay in Texas, and she found that to be a little bit scary. What's that supposed to mean? Is that a coded? Is that racism in kind of coded words?
I definitely think it is. It's kind of like, yeah, I'll help you out for a week, but you know, you're gonna overstay your welcome, and you know, we don't want this type of riffraff, you know, hanging out. You know, immediate kind of photo op. We're taking care of the poor. We're feeding them. We're picking you up. Now get on out of here and don't bother me anymore type mentality.
Yeah, we just don't want you to stick around.
Exactly.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Take it easy. Thank you.
All right, I've got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, Barbara Bush, after touring the Astrodome complex in Houston on Monday, said, what I'm hearing, which is sort of scary, is that they all want to stay in Texas. Who's she talking about here? People in the Astrodome. Predominantly, they're African-American. Everyone is so overwhelmed by the hospitality, and so many people in the area here, you know, they were underprivileged anyway, so this is working very well for them. What the hell? What kind of comment is that to make? So is she saying, in other words, she doesn't want all these black people moving into Texas? Is that what she's saying? Or is that just my imagination? And do you think that the poor people who are stuck, the people that are stuck in the Astrodome, you think that they're better off now than they were living in New Orleans before the flood, when they had their own belongings and they were in their own homes? By and large, of the 100,000 people that failed to get out of New Orleans after the hurricane hit, the majority of them were poor people. This, you know, unbelievable comments from Barbara Bush. All right, we got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 629, 29 minutes after 6. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are picking up on the highways this morning. South on I-25 now busy from 104th to the Turnpike. Then we're starting to slow down into downtown and looking good through T-Rex. Now I-70. Bunches up just a little bit on your approach to I-25. 225 still in pretty good shape and around town. We're getting busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline also picking up in the Turnpike. Still trouble-free east and westbound. Top of the highways, crews are clearing a four-car crash on Colorado Boulevard at Colfax. Looking at the forecast today, sunny skies, going to be an afternoon shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. Right now, 63 degrees. Chad Elton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now, buy or lease any used 05 Explorer, and you'll also get an 03 Ford Focus. That's right, you buy one, but you go home with two. It's how Freeway Ford is surviving T-Rex, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the other side.
They're early. The doors are going to open at 9 a.m., but get there early so you get in line and get a chance at a great deal. Rockies will stay open until 9 p.m. Rockies Auto's early bird sale with details you're not going to find any, with deals, rather, you're not going to find anywhere else. Rockies is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south
of 701,000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
633, 20- 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, getting up to 89, supposedly. And we do have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Right now, cloudy skies in Boulder. And 303-713-7600, we're talking about George W. Bush's mama's quotes, Barbara Bush's quotes, about the poor in New Orleans, where she said after touring the Astrodome complex on Monday, what I'm hearing, which is sort of scary, is they all want to stay in Texas. Everyone is so overwhelmed by hospitality, and so many people in the area arena here, you know, we're underprivileged anyway, so this is working very well for them. You believe that? Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. How about you?
Good. I think the first thing they need to do is get some new pearls for Barbara. I think they're a little tight on that neck, and it's causing some air to be depleted from the head there. I think number two, I think she's at least being honest, and that's where we're getting, I think where George gets a lot of his background. So I'll give her at least give her some honesty there. I think also is what's amazing, the commentary yesterday from her, which is bottom line, if you think about it, what she said basically was black, poor, criminal.
Yeah. Basically.
That's what she said. And then I think what's really amazing about the whole thing is if you listen to Scotty Boy yesterday and if you listen to all the, you know, Cheney's on his way now down south and the whole gang is going down there getting some mobile homes and going to live for a while in New Orleans or whatever. This thing is bottom line. If you listen to Scott and you listen to what Barbara said, this is bottom line a nuisance to this administration. This whole event is nothing but a nuisance because guess what? What they want to do, their agenda has been put on hold.
That's exactly right. Their agenda about abolishing the estate tax, about Social Security, about all of those things, you're right, are on a big fat hold until they get this situation worked out.
So for them, this is just a real nuisance, and they get to deal with it, and you know they'll have to put a front on this whole thing. And now, obviously, most of the media, has finally jumped on this and finally is asking the tough questions. And you can see the administration has no answer for the tough questions. Scott yesterday was just basically round and round. I'm not going to talk about it. It was the Karl Rove commentary again. So. It's just very interesting. Nothing changes. The spin begins. Spin continues.
Yep. And, you know, with Bush yesterday saying, I believe it was yesterday saying, or maybe the day before, saying that, what he wanted to do was to head up an investigation of what went right and what went wrong. He's not the person to head up any kind of investigation. All that is just CYAing on his part. I mean, we saw what happened with Abu Ghraib, where they headed up the investigation, and there was CYAing there. And there's no reason to allow this guy to head up the investigation. How can he even head up an investigation of his political appointees?
Well, it's just the old saying. It's putting the old fox in the hen house.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. We're a laughing stock. The other thing that was very interesting last night, several of the commentators, even on Fox, made the commentate last night, was the fact that to this date, still, we have not received or we have not agreed to any international aid. None of the international aid that's been come to us from around the world, none of it has come into the United States yet, not one bit.
I wonder why he won't accept any.
I think it's number one. I think it comes back down to the fact that they're so damn disorganized. They have no idea what's going on down there still, number one. I think number two, it's arrogance on George's part. And he's playing a game. He's playing his machoism versus people's lives. And it's a travesty. It's embarrassing. And if you talk, obviously, when you look at it and you talk to people from around the world, talk to people from England, it's just embarrassing. People just cannot believe this is happening in the United States to our own people. People in Great Britain were watching people at the convention center that a mile away our people couldn't get to. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. All right, got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, how was the media able to get in down there, but yet the federal troops couldn't get in there? And they couldn't get any water to those people who were stuck at the convention center. We're talking about Barbara Bush's comments at 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Let's go to Greg in Westminster. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going? We've talked a couple times before.
It's going good. What's up?
Hey, I was just going to Barbara Bush's comments and what's going on. And one of the things is that that kind of reflects what's going on in administration. I know that they sent the military in, But the primary focus of the military that they sent in is all law enforcement. So they're viewing all of the people, all of the evacuees or refugees, whatever you might call them, as criminals, so that they have to control these criminals. They didn't send in the CVs and people with chainsaws to pick it up, to help clean it up. All they came in specifically for is law enforcement and to control the people. That's it.
Well, at one point they needed that, though. But why weren't they there earlier with it? I mean, I think that's the big thing that everybody asks.
Yeah, I mean, they're still at that point. At one point they did need that, but now you have law enforcement there from everywhere, even, you know, fish and wildlife officers carrying guns. But, you know, where are the bulldozers? Where are the chainsaws? Where are these things? It's just it's not happening. I just don't understand it. And, you know, her comments there reflect what the mentality of what the administration or this recovery effort is. It's mind-boggling why that it's just a law enforcement operation right now. I mean, I haven't seen any bulldozer. Have you seen any army bulldozers in there at all?
No.
Where are they? Where are the CVs? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. But Barbara Bush's comments. Do we have that Nancy Pelosi cut? All right, I want you to hear what Nancy Pelosi had to say yesterday. I want to ask this question, whether people think and whether you think that we've got, that the Bushies are living in one parallel universe that's parallel to the universe we're living in. Like, are they living in another place? Listen to what Nancy Pelosi had to say yesterday.
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
What didn't go right?
Well,
Bush has got a Bush, the Bush family, George W. Bush, Barbara Bush, they must be living in some, like, alternative parallel universe someplace.
Well, I think that they see things the way that they want, and that's their own reality, and that there's not any, I would say, assessment of anything other than what they believe, so they can't do wrong. I mean, that's the whole thing, is saying we can't do wrong. And her comments reflect that. I mean, I think you're right. I think that is where he gets his values from, and it tells a lot in how he thinks about these people, as they call them.
Weird. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the call, man.
Talk to you later.
All right. I got open lines at 303-713-7600. You want to comment on Barbara Bush's comments? Or you want to comment on what Nancy Pelosi is saying? Let's hear that Pelosi cut again. Can we hear that again?
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
Yeah, you think that's too strong a comments from Nancy Pelosi about George W. Bush? In denial? 6:42, 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Lines are wide open at 303-713-7600. That coupled with Barbara Bush's comments. We'll talk about it.
He's sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Astrodome and the people in Texas about how, oh my goodness, so many of them want to stay. It's kind of scary. And her also saying that, so many of these people in the arena here, you know, we're underprivileged. Anyway, so this is working out very well for them. Plus, Nancy Pelosi's comments about George W. Bush. Let's run that one more time.
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
Is there something wrong with this family? I mean that seriously. Let's go to Jim and Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And I'd like to say good morning to my wife, as I know she's driving to work, too.
Oh, good. Great.
I would also like to welcome and say good morning to the displaced American citizens that have been brought to our state. And I hope people here have an opportunity to open up their homes and hearts and pocketbooks for them.
Amen.
The the Walker family, where Barbara came from, ran a warehouse in the early 1800s in Jefferson City, Missouri, and exploited all the settlers going west. So for them to have that type of mental attitude today is certainly no surprise to me. That is where they came from. That's how they raised their money. That's where their wealth came from, was running a warehouse in Jefferson City, exploiting as many people as they could that wanted to go out west. I'm sure there were other providers in that area that were helping the settlers move west, but from what I've read, they were one of the more notorious outfitters that were in that area at the time.
So you think the attitude and the attitude stems from the Walker side of the family?
Well, Barbara came from the Walkers. I mean, Barbara Walker, that's where her heritage is. The Bushy side of the family, I can't imagine how they could be brought up any more different than with a silver spoon in their mouth. I know Prescott Bush, being the senator out of Connecticut, was considered, you know, a very radical person at his time, and was able to be voted in by the cronies and the aristocracy of our time. oligarchy that still runs this country is where they come from. That is their mental base, the oligarchy. Everybody below the oligarchy is of no importance to them. And I know I made that statement on your radio show before, but until people in this country realize there is a separation, and that separation is not as visible today as you might think it is.
Well, it certainly is visible from the comments, not only of Barbara Bush, but also the comments of Nancy Pelosi about George W. Bush.
I had not heard that comment before. That I know the man is totally oblivious to what's going on around him. One other thing I may want to mention to you, and I know I'm running out of time here, is we've probably had plenty of inept presidents in the past, but they had at least enough brains to put good people around them to run the show. This man could not even go down one level or two levels. It's a very dangerous situation. And, Jay, thank you for the job you've been doing.
Oh, Jim, thanks you for your kind words, and thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. And hope your wife has a safe drive to work. Let's go to Larry in Littleton. Larry, you're on AM 7. We lost him. All right. Well, that leaves two lines open now, 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Dave in Longmont. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just wanted to clear up a few things for your listeners. You know, there's been really no problem last week. Browning was doing a heck of a job, and Bush did not flip off the press corps, by the way. So don't believe anything that your eyes or that reality tells you.
Well, okay.
The one thing I know about Barbara Bush is apparently George W. had a baby sister that died at some point. And this is from that book, Bush on the Couch.
Right.
And George W. was not allowed to grieve for that his sister. That girl was basically just taken out and buried and planted. No funeral service, no grieving. So this guy is ultimately an incomplete human being. He's not been allowed to grieve. He's not gone through all the trials and tribulations that most of us have gone through. So there's a real pathological edge to this.
You know, there's definitely I was watching him last night. There's definitely something wrong with him. And, you know, I said it yesterday. He acts like a child.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he's a bully child as well. When, you know, when he doesn't get his way or when things start going south, then, oh, all bets are off. So that's really all I had to say, just to for everyone to start believing their eyes that this is actually happening. And don't let McClellan or Bartlett or any of these people, you know, spin it otherwise.
You got it, pal.
Because they've got a lot. They've got blood on their hands as well.
You got it. Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jay.
It. All right, let's go to Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes.
Jay, hi.
Yes.
Yes, I was wanting to comment on Nancy Pelosi's comment.
Sure.
You know what that brought back was, if you remember, Pat Robertson, back when he met with Bush when they invaded Iraq, and he made the amazing comment that he was stymied because Bush was absolutely unaware and unconcerned that there were going to be any casualties in this war.
Oh, I remember that.
It's the same kind of unreality. It's like these people just have their own little world and nothing else is going to get in it.
So they're operating on a whole different plane than the rest of us.
Oh, my goodness. That is obvious. And they always have been. And, you know, as far as Barbara, well, I remember her going back to the Dukakis campaign, and when she called Kitty Dukakis names, and from then on, I never had any respect for Barbara Bush.
Yeah, I don't have any respect for her either.
No.
I think she's just I just can't think of what to say about her. I mean, I just think she's the worst of the worst, and very insensitive and very callous.
Well, the kids that she's left us with, the kids that she's raised, are Jeb, Neil, and George.
Yep.
That's sad.
And look, you saw what happened with Neil.
Oh, geez, the ethical disability.
Right, exactly.
So it's laughable.
And now we have George, and some say Jeb may run. God help us.
Oh, well, Yeah, we'll have a bunch more Shiloh cases than I guess in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
He certainly made it back to Washington, D.C. quickly in the dead of night for Shiloh to sign a new energy or a new bill. He certainly couldn't make it back for Hurricane Katrina.
Nope, that's very, very true. Very, very true. Good observation on your part. Gene, thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, let's go to Eve in Longmont. Eve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Okay, how about you?
Oh, fine. Got a couple things to say. The lady just in front of me took my wind away on talking about, was it Barbara or Laura that made the comment about the people being better off now?
That was Barbara that made the comment.
That was Barbara. Had that been Carrie's wife? You know, I would like them to start judging everything, this United States. Let's call it the Clinton standard. Because
yeah, not
had
a bad
Clinton,
idea.
You know, had Clinton's wife, said this Hillary, they'd have been all over. Had any Democrat, oh, my God, you know, they'd have been all over it. There's another thing. I had kind of an epiphany last night, and I don't know whether anybody else has made this leap or not. Were you here when Columbine took place?
Oh, yeah, I was on the air when it took place.
Okay, FEMA and the sheriff with Columbine. Let's organize around the school. Let's think about it. Let's wait while they're inside creating all this havoc.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Look at it, you know, and the more I listen to FEMA turning help away, just turning it away, people were there with.
But you know what's really weird? Think about this. FEMA did an excellent job in the 2004 hurricanes that hit Florida. And the only reason I can think of that they did an excellent job in the 2004 hurricanes is because Bush was up for re-election.
It could be. And
so they were all over that state, and they were all over there, and Bush went there five times during that period.
Well, and then it makes you wonder, is it because Louisiana is poor? And I hate to just say poor and black. It's just poor, okay? And was that the reason? And then I also wonder in the future, when this whole thing with this eminent domain, when they talk about rebuilding,
right,
how many of these people are going to be displaced so the wealthy can come in and build all this stuff?
I think it's a very interesting question.
But I really look at it from that they had that Columbine state of mind with it, and look at what happened with Columbine, how they spun it immediately. Do you know what I'm saying? It just, to me, it just kind of twists and turns around that.
All right, I appreciate the call.
Hey, have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
You too. Thanks, Bye-bye. Eve. Let's go. See if we can squeeze Monica and Golden in real quick. Monica, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Nancy Pelosi that you've been talking about this
right.
morning?
Yeah.
I just really wanted to say a few brief things that I think most people, most Americans, like to be an ostrich with their head in the sand. And every time I hear George Bush speak, listening to your radio station or going online or getting some good news source, I just have to think to myself that I can hardly believe that our president is the village idiot, but he is.
It's like he's a child.
He's like a child, yes. But most people, I don't think, can tolerate the truth about our president.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, particularly moderate Republicans.
Yes.
They can't accept the fact that this guy has got, that there's something wrong with him.
Yes.
And that there's something wrong with his mother making those comments about the poor and the Astrodome, and that there's something wrong, like Nancy Pelosi says. I mean, it's like they just operate in some kind of parallel universe and are oblivious to anything that's going on.
And we just accept it. Even listening to the newsman on NBC locally, and he hesitated to say our government did not act. I don't know. It's unfathomable, and that we have him for another term. I don't know.
I know. I feel the same way. I can't wait for time to fly and for this guy to be out, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get somebody decent in office. And it just blows my mind that the best and the brightest, and this is what we can produce, is George W. Bush.
I would have voted for my dog.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. Monica, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
As a matter of fact, my Welsh Corgi Coco would have been a hell of a lot better choice. So would my Minpin Jackson. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Howard Dean's comments. Dean says that race played a role in the Katrina death toll. We'll talk about what Howard Dean has to say. Plus, we'll examine the timeline of what happened when during the hurricane and where George W. Bush was. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good to have you along.
Since the other side has their radio, we figure we should have ours too.
A real estate concerns. So listen this Saturday morning from 11 to 11:30 to the Home Referral Team Show.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Futterman, live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As evacuees from New Orleans take up residence here, people are doing things they never expected, like Wesley Bias, who was in line for food stamps yesterday.
You can't be prideful when the things come down to you. You know, when you're struggling, they got somebody that's going to try to help you out a little bit. You got to take it.
In New Orleans, meanwhile, they're trying to get those still there to leave.
We're going to look for our people. We're going to save all our people that we can, and we're not going anywhere.
Those who do leave often find themselves in evacuation centers. This 11-year-old girl, Cody, says it's not the greatest place to sleep.
It's not that comfortable. It's not, and it's not cushiony. It's not my bed, and it's kind of short. It's not like a bed, but it's okay. At least I have something to sleep on.
CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick found a very surprising sight.
Marines were patrolling streets submerged by as much as 8 feet of toxic water when they came across something very unusual, a man kayaking. The Marines, amazed, report what they've seen.
The rescue boat actually spoke to him, and he said he's not looting, he's just going place to place and helping out.
Marine commanders say they won't be making arrests, but they are providing local authorities with information about what they're seeing.
The federal government now says it plans to offer evacuees who need it debit cards worth $2,000. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Baton Rouge, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Sedapani.
A CBS News poll spreads the blame for the way the government handled the hurricane, and it goes all the way to the top.
Two-thirds, 65%, tell us that they believe the president's response to Hurricane Katrina was too slow.
But Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic says people also blame state and local officials. Tropical storm Ophelia can't seem to make up its mind. Jennifer Pralgo at the National Hurricane Center says it's just sitting off the coast of central Florida.
We do expect it to gradually become stronger over the next 24 to 36 hours. And we do expect it to possibly reach hurricane strength.
A bill that would legalize same-sex marriage in California could die on Governor Schwarzenegger's desk. KOVR-TV's Dennis Shanahan has the latest from Sacramento.
The governor's office issued a statement saying that he is going to veto this bill. He hasn't vetoed it yet, and the supporters, chiefly Assemblyman Leno out of San Francisco, are hoping that they can talk him out of this veto.
On a Minneapolis picket line, a striking Northwest Airlines mechanic is talking tough.
They're going to have to change their offer before we change our offer.
Well, in fact, Northwest has changed its offer, but the mechanics won't like it because Northwest wants bigger pay and job cuts than it wanted before the strike. Two sides are supposed to go back to the bargaining table today. Published reports say sports legend Red Auerbach is in a coma in a Washington hospital. The man who built the great Boston Celtics dynasty is nearly 88. S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
Working on your car? Then get to AutoZone and get the right tool for the job. With AutoZone's free Alona tool service, you can borrow from more than 60 specialty tools for all kinds of jobs, like installing new struts, changing an oxygen sensor, or replacing a ball joint. And they're all free to use when you leave a deposit. It's that simple. So get the right tool for your next job with the free Alona tool service from AutoZone.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, so you can do more loves in less time, and even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are picking up on the highways, but we're seeing a real nice ride. South on I-25, busy from 104th down to the Turnpike, then again from 6th Avenue. And eastbound I-70 now, so from Federal over to Brighton Boulevard and Aurora South on 225. We're seeing brake lights on your approach to Parker Road and into the Tech Center now. Around town, busy drive on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Valmont, Arapahoe, and Broadway also loaded up. and the turnpike now bunching up eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Now, off the highways have a car fire. It's in the right lane on Spirit Colfax. Looking at the forecast today, sunny with maybe an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm and highs in the 80s. Right now, 63 degrees. Now's the time to install your new lawn or upgrade your landscape. Contact Scientific or visit Scientific.com. Scientific does it all. Soil preparation, sprinkler systems, or the whole landscape, sod and more. Scientific.com, that's Scientific.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Roll up your sleeve with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Bonfils Blood Center. It's time for the Pearl Street Bus Blood Drive. Join us Monday, September 12th from 10 till 3:30 on the Pearl Street Mall at 13th and Pearl in Boulder.
I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today around 89. Kind of a gentle cloud cover over Boulder right now. Isolated showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you in this hour's $1,000 name. Connie Cowles Beiderbeck of Littleton. Connie Cowles Beiderbeck of Littleton. This hour's $1,000 name. Cash for just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right. I want to make mention again of this deal because I said it during the 6 o'clock hour, and I want to say it again as soon as I find my little sheet of paper here. I'm looking around. I have nothing but a mass amount of paper on this desk. So it's really, I need a filing system of some sort. I was mentioning this yesterday, and I mentioned it in the first hour, and I'll mention it again. You can sit at a table with Mary and myself. It's the AM 760 table, the Boulder County Democrats Truman Dinner this Saturday night. Go to am760.net to bid on seats at the AM 760 table. Here's the deal. The thing is sold out. So if you just want to get regular tickets, you couldn't get them. The guest speaker will be Senator Joe Biden, who's expected to make a run for the presidency. And we'll take bids through Friday morning at 10 a.m. Now, where does all the proceeds go? Well, the proceeds go to help elect more Democrats. So we've got 4 pairs of tickets. So bid on them now. Go to am760.net and place your bid, and you can have dinner with Mary and myself and a whole bunch of other like-minded folks at the AM760 table. This is a sold-out event. There are no tickets available, and it's your chance to get in and not only spend time with Mary and myself, but also be able to see Senator Joe Biden speak. That's this Saturday night. We'll take bids until Friday at 10 a.m. All right? All right, I want to tell you about that. And, of course, for Hurricane information and how you can help, go to am760.net and just click on the storm icon, and there are links to all kinds of places, including I believe the SPCA is on there as well for help with animals that have been lost or going to be picked up in the storm. I got a couple of calls about this, and I wanted to bring it up before we get into the Howard Dean comments. Tom Tancredo has once again opened his mouth, which is always a tragic situation. And if you look in the Rocky Mountain News 34A this morning, Tancredo, don't let Louisiana broker aid. Dick Foster wrote this. I'm quoting from it. U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo asked House Speaker Dennis Hastert. This is the same spouse as House Speaker, by the way. Dennis Hastert is the same guy who said that New Orleans was not worth rebuilding. Speaker Dennis Hastert, he urged him not to send federal disaster aid to officials in Louisiana, calling state and local government there incompetent and corrupt. In a letter to Hastert on Wednesday, Tancredo urged the speaker to create a bipartisan select committee of members of Congress to oversee federal disaster spending in Louisiana. Given the abysmal failure of state and local officials in Louisiana to plan adequately for the response to the effects of Hurricane Katrina on the city of New Orleans, and given the long history of public corruption in Louisiana, I hope that the House will refrain from directly supporting any funds to either the state of Louisiana or the city of New Orleans, Tancredo wrote. What a nice guy. You know, isn't Tommy a stand-up man? Isn't he? Tancredo lashed out at New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin and Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco, both Democrats, as having demonstrated mind-boggling incompetence in their lack of planning for and response to this disaster. He issued a milder rebuke, naturally, to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, accusing it of bureaucratic ineptitude. It's a shame, instead of offering constructive advice and assistance, a United States congressman is wasting our time with stereotypes and accusations. Brian Richardson, a spokesman for Senator Mary Landrieu of Democrat of Louisiana, told the Associated Press, Louisiana will rebuild with or without Mr. Tancredo's help. Boy, good old Tommy Tancredo weighing in with a positive, right? Okay. Yeah, I thank God every day he's not my congressman. I really thank God that he's not. Why don't you go join your Minuteman friends, Tommy? All right, Howard Dean was speaking out yesterday in Miami. He says race was a factor in the rising death toll from Hurricane Katrina. Howard Dean told members of the National Baptist Convention of America on Wednesday at its annual group meeting, he had the following to say.
And as the order is restored and the water recedes and we sort through the rubble, we have to come to terms with the ugly truth that skin color, age, and economics played a significant role in who survived and who did not.
Now, do you agree with that? Yes or no at 303-713-7600. Last night on Keith Olbermann on MSNBC, there was a guy from Salon.com, and that's a blog, it's a website that I occasionally read. and I believe it was Eric Bollart was on. And Eric Bollart pointed out the amazing discrepancy, the amazing difference between FEMA's response to the four hurricanes that hit Florida in 2004 and what has gone on in New Orleans. Now, what's different about 2004 as compared to New Orleans? Granted, the hurricanes that hit Florida in 2004 were not as extreme as Hurricane Katrina. But there was something else going on. You know what it was? It was called Bush's re-election campaign. And the feds, FEMA, and Michael Brown, they were all over that state of Florida in 2004. I mean, they were practically handing out checks to people. And Bush went and visited that place five times. So how does this administration explain the difference between the response for the hurricanes in 2004 and the response of Katrina? Well, Bush is no longer up for election. Plus, on top of that, the constituency of New Orleans is probably not likely to vote for him anyway. But do you believe that race and class played a part in who got out and who got where? That's what Howard Dean was saying last night in Miami. He said, we must come to terms with the ugly truth that skin color, age, economics played a deadly role in who survived and who did not. Dean said Americans have a moral responsibility not to ignore the devastating effects of the damage caused by Hurricane Katrina when it struck the Gulf Coast. The former presidential candidate said the government will be judged on how it treats the old, the young, and the poor. People are poor in different parts of the country. They are not refugees. They are Americans, he said. Dean said that instead of considering proposed estate tax breaks, the Senate should channel the $760 billion savings into disaster relief funds. Now, can you imagine that the Senate, which, by the way, has postponed this, but we'll take it up later, because, you know, they don't want to look too greedy and look too biased in the favor of their rich constituents. They're going to postpone the repealing of the estate tax. Dean urged government to exempt victims of Hurricane Katrina from stricter new bankruptcy laws for 1 year. Those bankruptcy laws take place next month. So what does Ken Mellman say, the head of the RNC, one of the biggest mouthpieces around? I hope Chairman Dean will match his rhetoric with his support for reforms that replace bureaucracy and entitlement with hope and opportunity. You know, Mellman, get off the pipe. How can you get into this whole idea of entitlements when you've got people in the shape they're in? Yeah, they're entitled to some kind of help. You're absolutely right, Ken Mellman. They're definitely entitled to some kind of help. What's wrong with asking for help from your federal government? Isn't that what they're there for? Aren't they there to maintain domestic tranquility? But you'll notice everybody from Tom Tancredo to all of the members of the Republican Party all have their talking points down. They're all going to heave the blame. All of them are going to heave the blame on the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of New Orleans. Never mind a Katrina timeline that was put together that indicates that the press has been reporting false information, claiming that Kathleen Blanco waited to declare, and I had callers on the air here saying this, that she waited to declare a national emergency until after the hurricane hit, when in reality, Kathleen Blanco declared a state of emergency on Friday, August the 26th. This was 24 hours before Katrina was upgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. And Howard Dean says that race and economic factors played a role in who got out. Do you agree with this, yes or no? 303-713, another early bird sale. If you've been out there before, you know what to expect. You know that you need to get there as soon as you can, because doors open at 9 a.m. and it is usually jammed, for a terrific selection of clean, late model cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs, and cars, dozens of them, all priced under $8,000. $100,000. All of these vehicles have been specially hand-selected, with some models starting as low as $1,999. And as with every car sold at Rocky's Autos, you're protected by the United Car Care for 30 days or 3,000 miles, United Car Care plan, and you can see a Carfax on every vehicle on the lot. When Rocky's has these early bird sales when they've had these sales before, they've always had people waiting in line. So to get a good deal, get there as soon as you can, because doors open at 8. You want to get there early. All right, make sure you get there early. Make sure you get in line for this sale. The doors will open at 9, I'm sorry, not 8, but they'll open at 9, so you want to make sure you get there in plenty of time. And they'll be open until 9 p.m. Rocky's Auto's early bird sale with deals you're not going to...
paid on new windows or siding through this program. Call 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Celebrating 1 year of progression. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 7 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today around 89. Some chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Right now, a little cloudy here in Boulder. Howard Dean says race played a role in Katrina's death. Let's hear Howard Dean again.
As the order is restored and the water recedes and we sort through the rubble, we have to come to terms with the ugly truth that skin color, age, and economics played a significant role in who survived and who did not.
All right, do you agree with that or disagree? 303-713-7600, and we go to Paul in Denver. Paul, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
I absolutely agree with Howard Dean. I absolutely agree with Nancy Pelosi. I think she was even a little too soft. I think she could have said a lot more. The woman ought to run for president. You remember the movie Night of the Living Dead?
Oh, yeah.
Bush? His administration, almost all Republicans, they all came out of pods. They're not real. They're not human. They don't have feelings. Trent Lott, Tancredo, he's another pod individual. No feeling. Honest to God, I don't know where these people came from. They're aliens. They're just weird, strange people.
They seem to be operating in a parallel universe.
Really, I really think they came through another universe, really, and that they're not even real human beings. But Nancy Pelosi was right on, Howard Dean's right on, and us white people, you know, we have to listen to the black leaders who know what they're talking about when they say this is a race issue and that this is a poor issue and that the privileged like Bush and people like him, they don't get it. They just don't get it. They live, you know, with silver spoons in their mouths and they're privileged. They just don't get it. They never will get it. You know, those comments by his mother, who's the woman on 760? What's her name? Late afternoon?
Randy Rhodes?
Yeah, right. She made a great comment about his mother. She said she had this image of her sitting on a porch on a plantation back in those days, you know. She'd fit just perfect. With slaves on her plantation going, oh, they love this life. They just, they're having a great time, you know? I mean, they don't get it. They just don't get it. So, hey, Jay, keep up the good work and, you're doing great.
All right, Paul, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, they're definitely coming from a far different place, I think, than the rest of us. That leaves the line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to, Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
You know, I think Howard Dean is right on, as usual. And they are completely dealt by race. The big difference between Florida and New Orleans, besides race, is that George has a brother that's the governor in Florida.
And he was also up for re-election, too.
There's the difference. He wanted to go down, make Brother Jeb look good for future elections of president, and it was a nice photo op for him. Not that he really cared about those people too much either, because he really doesn't care about anybody but himself, but his brother was the governor of Florida, and his brother was not the governor of New Orleans or Louisiana or anywhere else down in that area.
That's well, Bush was running for re-election in 2004,
exactly.
And he didn't want to make the same mistake his father had made, I believe, around Hurricane Andrew. So they just swarmed all over Florida. And even though the hurricanes that hit Florida that year, there was, three or four of them, were not as severe as Katrina was in New Orleans, man, they just couldn't do enough. And now all of a sudden it's like we have this big problem.
They
and the only people
who
seem to be
like
affected are the poor people, and the people, and a good majority of them are African Americans.
Exactly, exactly. They were all over it like a swarm of bees. And you know, I want to make another comment. I know you were talking yesterday about George is now going to investigate himself. Well, how can you investigate yourself? It's like telling a 5-year-old to grade their own test paper. You know, and besides that, he's lied about every single thing. Why would he tell the truth on this? And, you know, the point is, he really doesn't think there was a real problem. In fact, I think it went just the way he wanted it to.
Well, he obviously doesn't believe
the way he wanted it to.
He obviously doesn't believe that there's a problem. I mean, listen to what Nancy Pelosi says about about why would he want an investigation and why. Didn't everything go right?
Exactly. It went just the way he wanted it to.
All right. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great day.
Okay. Does this scare a lot of you? It scares a lot of me. That this guy is actually leading this country, George W. Bush. And that there are people out there like Bush and Tancredo. And Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, who claims that New Orleans is not worth rebuilding. What a thug that guy is. Let's go to Pat in Aurora. Pat, you're on AM 760. Hello, Pat.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling out. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat.
That I agree exactly what Howard Dean is saying. And the issue, I've been watching the news, listening to the news, and I noticed a lot of people tiptoeing around the issue of race. And the issue is race and class. And that the door should stop, the buck should stop at the commander-in-chief, President Bush. Because I'm a veteran. When things happen in the military, commander-in-chief don't do right. Well, the person in charge, they make them step down. And I don't know why people won't even start talking about getting rid of this president. You know, everything Nancy Pelosi said is correct, too. The issue, they just tiptoeing around the issue of race. And if you also notice another thing, all the troops they sent to Louisiana, I have not seen one African-American.
But no, most, you're right about that. Most of them have been white.
That's exactly. That's another issue. Why is that? A lot of African-Americans are dying in Iraq.
Why do you think it's a case of race in New Orleans? Because
it's just a race in the country. I don't know why people want to skip, you know, tiptoe around the issue of race in this country since African Americans were brought here as slaves. That's the real issue, and I don't know why people want to tiptoe around that.
Yeah, by and large, the majority of the people who couldn't get out of the 100,000 that were left there, the majority of them were African Americans. There were a few whites, but most of the majority were African Americans.
That's the issue.
And they didn't have money for transportation.
And you have, you know, then the issue is people want to tiptoe around that, but this is a wake-up call as well for African-Americans. They're going to have to take care of themselves and stop relying on the government and start using their votes or whatever they need to do. But it's an issue for them as well.
All right. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate the call.
Pat.
Oh, Pat, I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry about that. Pat, I'm sorry. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, we got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hello. I want to say that I'm black, and I've been over this. I'm from England, and I've been here now for 3.5 years. And I don't think it was a case of race. What I think it was a case of, I think it's a case of profit, and I don't think Louisiana is profitable. If you look at Iraq,
you don't think Louisiana is profitable?
No,
look at how much goes through the port of New Orleans, and the fact that they believe that due to Hurricane Katrina, we're going to have to shave at least a percentage point off the GMP of this country.
I mean, what I'm trying to say is, if you look at Iraq, the Iraqi people are not white. And but there's something over there what George Bush wants, and it's oil. And he's trying to make out that he's such a wonderful person and he's doing this for the Iraqi people, but he's only doing that because of something there. He's not doing anything for the blacks in or the Louisiana state, because I don't think that's actually profitable.
I think you haven't been in this country long enough. I think you're very, very wrong about the profitability of New Orleans. It's a major port in this country. A lot of things move through New Orleans, including oil, and it is going to have a long-term economic effects on this country in the time it's going to take to get the port and to get the city back in shape. I think you need to study the United States a little bit more. Thank you for the call. 303-713-7600, Alex in Longmont. Alex, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Alex.
You know, I really don't know what to say. I mean, I just can't believe this is America. The demonstration of Americans is being displayed right now from all around the country. I mean, we're helping out our own. But our own president, to do what he's doing, is a total disgrace. I just can't believe this is the same country that my parents, grandfathers, great-grandparents have grown up to defend, to fight for. I'm in shock.
It is. It's kind of a mind-blower, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. This is the guy that's running our country. This is the guy that's supposed to be taking care of us, nurturing us, guiding us, sitting on a platform to make sure that the guidance that he's giving is absolute. It's for the same cause of all the people. But instead, we're being downtrodden. We're being downtrodden by a mentality of somewhere back in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. It's definitely, there's something definitely wrong. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay.
All right. Do we still have that Nancy Pelosi cut? Let's hear that one more time, too. As well,
when I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong. With all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious. In denial. Dangerous.
That's Nancy Pelosi. And when we come back, we'll play the Howard Dean cut about race for you. 303-713-7600. One line open on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 7:30. Time to take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride this morning, and Sunglare gets the best of you. So you want to grab those shades and you're heading out the door. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, now loaded up from Wadsworth over to I-25. Denver bound on the Turnpike, so between Federal and Pecos. And south on I-25, now heavy from 104 to the Turnpike. And we're sluggish between I-70 and Yale. Eastbound I-70 slows from Federal to Brighton Boulevard and in Aurora, south on 225. Seeing brake lights on your approach to Parker Road and into the Tech Center. Off the highways, we have a four-car crash on Parker Road at Orchard. And around town, a wreck at 9th and University slows you down just a bit. Taking a look at the forecast, sunny today with maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 63 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method. What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
As the order is restored and the water recedes and we sort through the rubble, we have to come to terms with the ugly truth that skin color, age, and economics played a significant role in who survived and who did not.
All right, do you agree with Howard Dean on that? 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock. 303-713-7600, a couple of lines open. High today, 89, a chance of isolated showers or thundershowers, partly cloudy in Boulder here this morning. And also, Nancy Pelosi's comment. I mean, I've just got to play this all morning long. Because finally, Democrats are beginning to speak out and have some spine. And here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say about George W. Bush.
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong. With all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious. In denial. Dangerous.
And a lot of Republicans were on the talking head shows yesterday claiming that that comment was over the top. And I don't think it was severe enough, if you're asking me. Let's go to Alex in the Longmont. Alex, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Ben in Elgin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Ben.
Ben from WhiteRoseSociety.org here.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I think that the most accurate modern parallel to what we are seeing with the Bush government is the Soviet Union under Vladimir Lenin. What we've got here is a government that is entirely filled with people who were selected for their ideological purity and or the favors they had done for the people who are in power. Combined with truly feckless contractors, and the whole thing is like a Potemkin village. It's a facade that looks good from the outside. It provided a lot of political mileage for George Bush in the campaign running up to last November, because he could say, look, I've created this huge edifice, this Homeland Security, that is going to like ball up all of the things that are going to keep you safe. And really all it is an attempt to loot the government treasury, pouring money into the hands of people like the Carlyle Group and like the major oil companies and Halliburton. And it's run by political apparatchiks and third-rate bureaucrats who could not possibly have had a response to Katrina any different from the one we saw, because the whole thing was created out of depraved indifference. And to top it off, we have George Bush acting like either a dictator or an emperor, I haven't quite decided which, eating cake and golfing while his people were drowning in
New Orleans,
Louisiana.
Or playing the guitar. Did you see that photo off of him playing the guitar?
Oh, yeah, look at the front page of White Rose. I have a nice picture of him there doing just that.
Cutting cake with McCain. You know, see, I agree. The people that he has in these positions are people that are there because of their ideology or because they did do something. For instance, Michael Brown, the guy who's the head of FEMA, an organization that Clinton tried hard to restore, tried hard to build up, that Carter created out of good intentions. Michael Brown got that job because he was a friend of Joseph Albaugh, the former head of FEMA, who was part of Bush's reelection team in 2000.
Exactly. And Michael Brown, he wasn't even competent enough to handle his previous job, which was you know, running a horse, a horse show operation.
Right, the Arabian Stallion thing.
Yeah, they fired him there for incompetence, and this is the man that we have now got trying to handle major disasters in this country. No, this is the Soviet Union under Vladimir Lenin. This is a complete breakdown of all levels of government to the god of ideology.
All right, thanks, Ben. Appreciate the call, man.
You're welcome.
You got it. Let's go to Lisa in Longmont. Lisa, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I totally agree with Howard Dean, but I also think the poor in general discuss the Bush administration. I mean, I look at the bigger picture and how many programs this administration has cut for not only the elderly, but education. All the funding has been reallocated towards whatever programs Bush has deemed necessary, Homeland Security, the Iraq War. So it doesn't surprise me that we didn't help not only the black poor, but the elderly, the white. I mean, you do see some of those pictures. They're not showing them, but I have seen them. And I think we as Americans, we have to figure out what we can do to hold these people accountable. We cannot let these criminals run this country any longer.
I agree. We got to take this country back. There's no question about it. You know, the Wall Street Journal, which is not the most liberal newspaper around, showed how the Bush administration had stripped power and money from FEMA, which had been painfully rebuilt under Bill Clinton and had long been a target of Republicans' small government ideologies. The Journal said state officials had been warning Washington as recently as July 27th that Homeland Security Homeland Secretary Michael Chertoff was planning further disastrous cuts. I mean, this is from the Wall Street Journal, which is not a liberal newspaper.
Yeah, it really is good to see that the media is actually stepping up. You know, you watch Anderson Cooper, some of the critical players that are finally questioning, you know, finally saying something. We have to wake up. And those of us that have fallen asleep and just have taken it, we have to wake up and we have to hold these people accountable. Because, if we're seeing the disaster and the death now, I mean, what's going to happen, and that's what I keep thinking about, what's going to happen if we have a terrorist that comes in with a chemical weapon? Or
Lord only knows.
It's sad. So we have to do something.
It is. It is very sad. And we have to take control of the country. That's all there is to it. Lisa, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal making a statement like that. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is not exactly what you would call a liberal newspaper. Talking about the Bush administration stripping funds out of FEMA and about how Bill Clinton tried to boost FEMA back up and about how Michael Chertoff was going to make further cuts. And the pictures of these people, sitting around clapping, you know, congratulating themselves, and George W. Bush saying to Michael Brown, good job, Brownie. and the contrast of the response between the hurricanes in Florida in 2004 and Katrina in 2005, something's definitely wrong here. And if you're African-American and you're poor and you're stuck inside the city of New Orleans, well, I guess you just got to find your own way out. I guess that's what it amounts to. 7:42, 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We'll take more of your calls coming up. I got one line open.
Coupons and full details at WellsFargoLink.com. Wells Fargo Bank's members, FDIC. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks. To stop agonizing over every new blemish. Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Your business as one of our loyal sponsors. For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
1 year older, 1 year bolder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:46, 7:47 AM 760 AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk 7:47 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Look for the high today, 89 degrees, and we do have a chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, it's partly cloudy in Boulder. We're talking about Howard Dean's comments about race playing a factor in the Katrina death troll, toll. Rather, he says we must come to terms with the ugly truth that skin color, age, and economics played a deadly role in who survived and who did not. Also talk about Nancy Pelosi's comment, because I just can't stay away from this. I mean, I just got to play this all morning, because I think she's absolutely 100% right here. I think both Dean and Nancy Pelosi are right. And if you haven't heard Nancy Pelosi's comment, I'll play that for you right now.
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
She is so right. Let's go to Bradley in Castle Rock. Bradley, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Bradley Cook here. Can you hear me, Jay?
Sure, hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. You know what I think is outrageous is not Nancy Pelosi's comment, which was right on the money. I think what American people should be outraged about is George W. Bush's comment, what went wrong? We had a lot of people dying who should not have died. If we had done this right, these people should not have died. And I don't care if they're going to vote Democrat or vote Republican or not vote. Or these are human beings. These are American citizens. And we have an obligation to take care of them. And that didn't happen. I think it's clearly obvious that we could have and should have done much better in response to this emergency than we did. And I think that government that does not exist for the benefit of the people should not exist at all.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, there's no doubt about it that the state and the local does bear some responsibility, but the feds bear a huge responsibility here, and the feds just simply dropped the ball. Now the most absurd thing is Bush claims that he's going to head an investigation. So he's going to investigate himself, which is going to go absolutely nowhere. And then the Republicans say that, we're going to investigate it. We're going to have hearings on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Harry Reid, minority leader of the Democrats, says he wasn't even contacted yesterday about any of these hearings. And we've seen what happens when the White House handles hearings. We've seen from Abu Ghraib what happened, in that, it's basically a whitewash, and we'll never get to the truth about what went wrong if we allow Bush and his cronies to investigate themselves.
We already know what Bush is going to say, because he already said it. What went wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's obvious to me, sitting in Castle Rock, it's obvious to me that a whole lot went horribly, tragically wrong on a level that should not be happening in a first-world industrialized country. And the fellow from England who was saying New Orleans isn't profitable, I agree with him on a certain level. It's not profitable for George W. Bush politically. And it goes beyond what Howard Dean said. It's not a simple matter of bigotry. It's a matter of these people have nothing to offer me in return politically.
Well, that part could be probably true. I mean, if you look at the 100,000 that didn't get out, and most of them were poor and African-American, chances are they're not going to vote for a Republican, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's the difference between them and the people in Florida in 2004, where they rushed in because of re-election, because there were people who were likely to vote Republican or who might vote Republican in response to what they did for them in the emergency. And, you know, this is simply wrong. The whole Bush administration is in it for themselves. And that kind of government should not exist.
I agree 100%. Thanks, Bradley.
Duty for the people.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. And, you know, when Bradley says the people, I know he means us, and we all mean it. We're talking about all the people, not just some of the people. Let's go to, who are we going to here? Lorenzo in Aurora. Lorenzo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I hope you don't shut me down or turn me off by saying this, because I'm a minority, okay? And, you know, we have a tendency to pull out the race card or the race factor out when something goes wrong and blaming people, you know. The people that are bitching right now saying this is Bush's fault, you know, how many of those people are taking people into their home or giving money to these people? You know, it's easy to blame, you know. Things happen.
I gave money.
Okay, well, I'm trying to open up my home to, you know, take people in and stuff. But let me tell you something, you know. The majority of the people in this country voted for Bush, okay, and he won. He won fair and squarely. And these people that are liberal minority, their big mouths are bitching because they lost the election, and they're trying to use every little occasion to bitch because they don't like Bush, you know, and trying to find fault and stuff, you know.
Hey, before you say you know for about the 1,500th time, would you take the same standard that you're using now, and would you apply that when Bill Clinton was in office? That's very interesting. You can't answer that. In other words, would I be able to make the same case to you if Bill Clinton were sitting in office? You see, it goes a little bit more than just who gives money to the Red Cross. Hold on, let me finish. It goes a little bit farther than who gives money or who takes who into whose home. Many of us bust our asses every day at work, right? And we pay federal taxes, okay?
Yeah.
And we expect something for our taxes in return. And what we expect is we expect that government to have a degree of competence when there is a dire emergency or a disaster in the country. And when the government doesn't show a degree of competence during a disaster and a dire emergency, when there is such a contrast between the response of the hurricanes in Florida in 2004 and Hurricane Katrina in 2005, as taxpaying citizens, we have a right to stand up and ask what went wrong.
Yeah, you do have a right.
That's part of living in a democracy.
Okay, you do have a right to stand up and say, ask what's wrong. You know, but these people calling in, you know, blaming Bush.
Don't talk about these people. Talk directly to me. I'm blaming Bush. Talk directly to me. I'm blaming Bush.
Okay, you know, we have a welfare mentality in this country, you know, and we feel that the government's the answer to everything. Look, I'm Hispanic. You know, I was raised in a very poor situation. I was raised on welfare, you know, and I could go out there and blame the government.
You know what?
Well, this, you know, I
don't have a welfare mentality. I've never been.
We're responsible.
Hold on a second, pal.
These people were warned to get out.
Hold on a second, pal.
Get off New Orleans.
Hold on a second, pal.
And they still don't want to get out.
You want to know something? First of all, I don't have a welfare mentality. I've never collected a welfare check nor an unemployment check in over 31 years of being in the workplace. So stop with the broad brush statements, okay? Because they're broad brush statements that you can't back up with facts. That's number one. And number two, of the 100,000 people that were left in New Orleans who didn't evacuate, the majority of them did not have cars. How were they going to get out?
Well, they had buses at the time. They were running.
There were no buses there. There were no buses there. The buses stopped. The buses stopped on Saturday night. There were no buses there. There were no buses there. The buses stopped on Saturday night. Did they or did they not stop on Saturday night?
What about the ones that 10,000 don't want to get?
I'm not talking about the ones who don't want to leave. I'm talking about the ones who did want to leave, who ended up having to live like animals at the convention center and at the Superdome. Those are the ones I'm talking about, not the people who don't want to leave. And the buses stopped running on Saturday night.
They had several days.
How are they to get out when they didn't have automobiles, sir?
Well,
you tell me how you get out of there with that much confusion when you don't have an automobile and you've got no money.
How did you get out when the water was there? They walked out.
They didn't all walk out. They were rescued. Boy, you must be living in some kind of a cocoon. Thank you for the call. Yeah, you're living in a cocoon, pal. You're definitely living in some kind of a cocoon. The buses stopped running on Saturday night. Many of those people were elderly. They were aged. And they had no way to get out. And stop with the broad brush BS about welfare society. The only people who live in a welfare society are the ultra-rich who get their taxes benefits every day from this administration. And you're damn right we're blaming it on George W. Bush, because George W. Bush is responsible. Let's go to Pat in Aurora. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I'm really, really upset and concerned about the survivors that we've brought into Lowry Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
They're being victimized twice. They can't have their pets with them.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's horrible.
But neither can any of the other ones across the country either.
I understand that, but did they tell these survivors that they wouldn't be able to have their pets with them?
Yes, they were told.
Okay, they're being housed at shelters. I understand that, at animal shelters. The animal shelters in Boulder, the metro area, are also going to be receiving animals that are being rescued that have no owners. Okay? So we're going to have an influx of pets that are being housed for the survivors. Then we're going to have other pets coming in. The shelters are inundated as it is, okay? So I think these survivors are being victimized twice by the feds.
I think it's very, very rough. It's a very, very rough thing to handle, but they can't allow the animals in the shelters. You just go with the people. I mean, you just can't. You know, it's just impossible to work that part out. Thank you for the call, Pat. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up, Judd Legum, Deputy Research Director at the Center for American Progress, and he puts together the Daily Progress Report, and we'll talk about the timeline involved in Hurricane Katrina and where George W. Bush exactly was.
Colorado 701,000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Help for the Gulf Coast hurricane victims is pouring in from all over, and within the past hour, a 45-truck Mexican Army convoy rumbled across the border in Laredo, Texas. First time Mexican troops have been on U.S. soil since 1846, when they were here to fight. The government expects to give 300,000 storm victims debit cards, good for at least $2,000, so they can begin rebuilding their lives. A New Orleans woman who was taken away by force for her own safety just wanted to be left alone.
Maggie, you let me sit on the porch. Ah, you bastard.
Another woman has been waiting on a food stamp line in Goodwood, Louisiana.
This is unbelievable. It's like a dream, and I hadn't woke up out of it yet. And I want to wake up out of it.
The nightmare isn't going away. Military officials have 25,000 body bags at the ready. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest from Baton Rouge.
There are so many thousands of people dislocated by this storm. The Red Cross is assisting 55,000 evacuees in Louisiana alone. Baton Rouge has seen an influx of 240,000 people. The roads are clogged. Hotels and motels are filled. We met one man living in his car. The city is bursting at the seams.
CBS's Trish Regan says Houston officials are trying to find school spaces for children taking shelter at the Astrodome.
School will be starting next week for many of these children in the dome. They were actually going around individually and asking families, is your child registered? They had a number of announcements over the loudspeaker, so there seemed to be a real effort, which I hadn't seen in past days, to make sure that these students are enrolled in school.
Critics want heads to roll for the government's response to Katrina. It's a touchy subject for White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan.
I'm asking you a direct question, which you're dodging. Does the president retain complete confidence in his director of FEMA and secretary of Homeland Security? Yes,
and
or
I
no?
Just, I just answered the question.
The answer yes.
And
on both.
What you're doing is trying to engage in a game of finger pointing.
Congress is expected to approve an additional $52 billion in hurricane relief by the weekend. Vice President Cheney has just arrived in Gulfport, Mississippi, to see how the relief effort is going. An American contract worker who spent almost a year as a hostage in Iraq is enjoying his first full day of freedom. American troops checking out a tip found Roy Hallams in a farmhouse near Baghdad. His ex-wife, Susan, got the news at home in Corona, California.
Today has to be the happiest day of my life when I got the phone call and heard his voice. And I had prayed and had faith.
The kidnappers who kept Hallams bound and gagged for 10 months got away. Weather watchers say Tropical Storm Ophelia could reach hurricane force at some point. At the moment, the storm is just sitting off the coast of Cape Canaveral. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down about 38 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 7. This is CBS News.
Do
you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're asking a couple issues for your ride. In Broomfield, we have a wreck northbound I-25. That's near Highway 7. Then Sunglar gets you if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue. Floated up from Wadsworth over to I-25. Now, Denverbound on the Turnpike, we're slow between Federal and Pecos and southbound I-25, running heavy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound I-70 slows from Federal to Brighton Boulevard and in Aurora. Southbound 225, seeing brake lights on your approach to Parker Road, right into the Tech Center. Off the highways, have a couple things going on. A four-car crash on Parker Road at Orchard and around town. A wreck in the clearing stages at 9th and University. Taking a look at the forecast. Sunny today, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. Right now, we're at 64 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, in celebrating diversity at Boulder Market's One World Festival. Join us at the Courthouse Lawn on Pearl Street Saturday, September.
You need to know, 3037 Window.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, it is 6 minutes after 8. High today, 89. A chance of a thunder shower or two. Partly cloudy here in Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. Let's jump over and talk to Judd Legum, Daily Research Director at the Center for American Progress. He puts together the Daily Progress Report. And Judd, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, let's try to fix a timeline here as to what went on and try to explode some myths here that the right-wing talking machine has put out about the federal response and about George W. Bush and exactly where he was. Now, one of the things that you hear, and I've heard time and time again, is that Governor Blanco waited until after the hurricane hit until it was too late to declare a state of emergency. Is that true or false?
That's completely false. It's been around a lot. A senior administration official told that to the Washington Post, who printed it, I guess, without fact-checking it. But, what happened was that on Friday, August 26, Governor Blanco declared a state of emergency in Louisiana.
And yet Newsweek and other publications have gotten this flat wrong.
That's right. Apparently, they were talking to somebody in the Bush administration, whether it was Karl Rove or not, we don't know, but somebody high up, senior person, who told them that, as of, I guess it was last Sunday, so it was a few days ago, she hadn't yet declared a state of emergency. So, and they didn't check it, and they printed it, and that's why you're hearing it, but it's not true.
And where was George W. Bush when the hurricane actually hit the Gulf Coast and New Orleans?
Well, George Bush, he was doing a number of things. He was in Arizona. He was promoting his Medicare drug benefit bill in Arizona. He actually had a birthday cake photo op with Senator John McCain. It was his birthday. He went on to give another speech on his Medicare drug bill in California. So he was busy, but with other priorities that day.
So he wasn't worried at all about the hurricane.
Well, definitely didn't seem to be his focus that day. And if you look at the response and kind of the delay, that we didn't really see a big response or even much awareness on the administration. It's kind of easy to see that this wasn't their focus till several days later.
Now, the levee breached what on Monday the 29th, I believe it was late in the morning.
Yeah, it was late on. Monday we started. Actually, it was even late on Sunday. You had reports of water topping over the levee, and by Monday morning, the mayor of New Orleans, Mayor Najin, was already saying water's flowing over the levee, and that it wasn't protecting the city anymore.
And where was Bush when this was going on?
Well, Bush, I guess Bush was on his way from his ranch to Arizona, where he did this Medicare drug benefit.
And then later he showed up in California, true?
Yeah, later in California, that little bit later in the afternoon, also on the Medicare drug benefit that's coming online next year.
And Donald Rumsfeld, on that particular day, on that particular Monday the 29th, where was he? He was at a baseball game.
He was in San Diego at the Padres game.
Unbelievable. Do you think it is that these people just don't care?
Well, I think they care in certain circumstances. If you think back to 2004 and when the hurricane struck Florida then, That was a swing state. It was an important political slate, and they dumped money into the state right after the hurricane hit. It was essentially all hands on deck, and it's very clear that this state and this area wasn't a priority. It didn't attract the attention of the administration until they realized the extent of what was going on.
Because there are no likely voters there?
Well, I mean, I think it probably certainly would have helped out the people there if it was a swing state, certainly.
I mean, you know, even the Wall Street Journal, which is not a liberal publication by any stretch of the imagination, even the Wall Street Journal has talked about Bush stripping away funds from FEMA and about the fact that Clinton tried to build it up. Salon.com has talked about the disparity between the actions of the administration with the series of hurricanes that hit Florida in 2004 as compared to Katrina in 2005. I mean, is it... I mean, I just find it hard to believe that this administration just did not care about what happened in New Orleans.
Well, you know, I actually don't think it was that they didn't care, but I think it was that they didn't care enough. And I think that's really what happened, that this was a major catastrophe. We needed every available resource in there immediately, and it just didn't happen. You know, just for example, there was a medical ship that could have provided a lot of hospital beds. It was in a port in Baltimore. It didn't get sent until last Friday. About a week after the storm first started getting there. So if we would have sent that ship around and sent it on its way as the storm was approaching, it could have been there and could have helped a lot of the people who were stuck in the storm. So I think that's part of what happened.
I mean, this hurricane is upgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, and then later on Sunday it's upgraded to a Category 5. And where's Bush on Monday? I mean, he's flying around all over the country promoting his Social Security plan and, you know, cutting cake with John McCain. Certainly somebody in the White House must have said, hey, Mr. President, there's a major storm heading towards New Orleans. You better pay attention to it.
Well, yeah, it really didn't happen until Wednesday. Tuesday night he spent in Crawford. He was doing photo ops with a country singer on Tuesday afternoon. So it really wasn't until Wednesday that he got back to the White House, did a flyover of the area on his way there, that he really started to focus on it. And the problem is, at that point, you know, they started ramping up the response, but unfortunately a lot of the damage and a lot of the chaos had already really taken hold.
So now Dick Cheney's headed down there. What can we expect out of arguably the most powerful vice president in the history of this country?
Well, I wouldn't expect a whole lot, because if you want an honest assessment of what happened and what's going on, you can't have the people who are involved in the decisions investigating themselves. You know, Cheney's going to figure out what went wrong, or FEMA is now conducting their own internal investigation, spending $1.4 million trying to figure out what went wrong. What you really need is somebody from the outside who can look at it objectively. So,
yeah, I think a lot of us would like a 9/11 style commission with some civilians on it and you know, some legislators. But it seems like the GOP is determined to get out in front of this and try to control the investigation.
Well, yeah, they're going to fight against it, and they fought against the 9/11 commission too. So I think that, you know, we might get there, but it'll be a fight, because I think that there's an interest, especially in the Bush administration, they don't want to have all the facts get out there, because the more you know about this, the worse it looks.
You think we'll ever find out what happened here and why the federal government was so lackadaisical in their response?
Well, I mean, I think we'll never get the complete picture, but I think we know a lot of it. Essentially, from the beginning, from right when the Bush administration came to office, they had a mindset that they were going to get the federal government out of this kind of activity. Try to rely on the state and locals more. They were going to, and they essentially took FEMA, which was developed into a real professional organization under the Clinton administration, lots of very experienced people in emergency management, and turned it into a political dumping ground. You know, it's Michael Brown doesn't have any emergency experience, and the problem is, maybe you could get away with that, but if you look down the organizational chart to the number 2, 3, 4, 5 guys there, they don't have any experience either. So they're all old campaign staff who were involved in advance and media and making political advertisements, but they weren't very good at emergency management.
Do you agree with Nancy Pelosi and others who say that Michael Brown of FEMA ought to be dumped?
Well, he really should have been dumped before this disaster.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think that would certainly be a start. You know, the real problem, as I was saying, is yes, I think absolutely he should be dumped, but you really need to get somebody in there who's competent. Because if he's dumped without finding somebody, you just have his deputies who are in a similar position to him. So it's more than just, you know, I think you need to do that because obviously this is, you know, one of the greatest, bunglings in the history of the country. But that's not going to solve our problems, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. Judd, thank you so much for your time. It's always great to have you on. Thank you a bunch.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, there's Judge Legum, Deputy Research Director of the Center for American Progress. He puts together the Daily Progress Report, and you can see it online under Center for American Progress. We'll take more of your calls on this coming up at 303-713-7600. Any aspect of the hurricane that you want to talk about, particularly Howard Dean's comments and Nancy Pelosi's comments. If you haven't heard those comments, we'll play them again for you coming up. It's 8:15, 15 minutes after 8, AM 7, search sale. And if you've been out there before, you know what to expect, and you know that you need to get there as soon as the doors open at 9 a.m. As a matter of fact, I would recommend you get there a little bit early for a terrific selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs, dozens of them, all priced under $8,000. All of these vehicles have been specially hand-selected, with some models starting as low as $1,999. And as with every car sold at Rocky's Autos, you're protected by United Car Care for 30 days or 3,000 miles, and you can see a Carfax on each and every vehicle on the lot. When Rocky's has one of these early bird sales, you know it's going to be big. And that's why you should get in line early. Doors open at 9 a.m., so get there early, and they'll be open all day between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Rocky's Auto's early bird sale with deals you're not going to find anywhere else along the Front Range. Rocky's is located at the...
On new windows or siding through this program. Call 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And my mistake about Rockies, the early bird sale is next Saturday, not this Saturday. Okay, I thought I'd make that point clear. And also, you can sit at my table with Mary and I and a whole bunch of other folks at the Boulder County Democrats Truman Dinner. That's coming up this Saturday night. Go to am760.net to bid on seats to this sold-out event. The guest speaker will be Senator Joe Biden. Boy, it won't be great to ask him what he thinks about the federal government's performance and about Bush's performance with Hurricane Katrina. We'll take bids through Friday morning, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All proceeds go to help elect more Democrats, something we definitely need to do. So we've got four pairs of tickets to bid on right now. So go to am760.net and bid, and you can have dinner with Mary and myself at the Boulder County Democrats Truman Dinner, and we'll listen to what Joe Biden has to say about what's going on in Washington. All right, 303-713-7600. Let me play. Can we get that Howard Dean comment again? Let's listen to this.
Order is restored and the water recedes and we sort through the rubble. We have to come to terms with the ugly truth that skin color, age, and economics played a significant role in who survived and who did not.
Which I was trying to argue with that caller, and I don't think I was being very successful in getting through to him, the Hispanic gentleman who called me up before the news. I mean, the fact are, the very old had a very tough time. How are the very old supposed to get out of there? Witness in one of the parishes where they found all those people dead in a rest home because the people that were working there had deserted them. Or if you're poor and you don't have a car. New Orleans is a town that relied on the mass transit for the very poor. And I wasn't talking about the people who want to stay there. I'm talking about the people who wanted to get out but had no place to go but the Superdome or the Convention Center, which is where they were told to go, the Superdome. And then we've got Nancy Pelosi's comment, which I just got to play because I think it's priceless.
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious. In denial. Dangerous.
She is so right. Let's go to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, William.
Jay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, sorry. I just wanted to say I've never thanked you, and I want to thank you for being there, Jay. You are definitely a beacon of light for our democracy.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for your kind words.
Okay, on Howard Dean, of course, he's right. Racism is practiced by a degenerate people, and the Republican elite are definitely racist. My comment here is I wonder why Americans, both Republican and Democrat, continue to vote for the billionaires who ruin our lives and don't run it, and come together. The two parties need to come together and elect people that are honorable and want to work for our country, not rich billionaires who have never had to get up at 4:30 and go to work.
Well, you know, the problem with this is, this gets into this whole story about campaign financing. I mean, this is a whole part and parcel of one of the problems. And until everyday average Americans come forward and just peel off $10 or $20 or whatever the case may be and get involved and enable, say, for instance, the Democratic Party to rely less on large fundraisers and more on everyday working people, then you'll get more honorable people being involved. But as long as we make politics a high dollar business, only the rich and elites are going to be the only ones who can play the game.
Well, I've always thought that only people making 40 grand or less should be able to run for any kind of government office. I know since the elite run things, we'll never get that. But one thing I wanted to mention, Jay, was, I think all of your people out there that are listening should watch the movie Soylent Green. I think that's a theory of mine of what the elite have in mind for all of us.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call, William.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Listen, this guy should be impeached. There should be no middle ground here. This is the last straw, and it's just unbelievable that we have put up with what we have. And people are not doing this right now. I just read a chronology of what he's done to destroy FEMA since it's been in there, putting in his political appointees with no, and listening to your speaker, your guest on there, just reinforces the fact that this is totally irresponsible and has been from the lies that we were told something that really didn't happen. As far as it's obvious from what happened with the hurricanes that he was fine, you know, in taking care of Florida before the election.
Right.
But we hear now, and I just heard on another station, because I wanted to check in, because I'm afraid that sometimes we're not checking in. We're listening to each other. We're not checking in with what's being said on the mainstream media. But our own, our own senator, state senator, Tom Weens, was on another station saying, oh, well, you know, FEMA can't be expected to come for at least 48 hours. It takes them at least that much time to interface with the local and state government.
And I wonder where he gets those figures.
You know, and that is totally different from what happened when they were there before the hurricanes in Florida. So to have him just make things up to fit what happened here is sort of outrageous. What he was basically saying was that we're on our own, and we've got to show that we've got this resiliency. But when you're poor and you're in the middle of a city and you don't get a voucher to leave until 8 days, 9 days after the hurricane, what good does that do? I mean, it's just amazing. But so what I'm saying is that not only should we be talking about firing this guy, we should be actively lobbying for the impeachment of this president who is incompetent. It's not just his staff.
The only way we're going to get that done is we've got to get control of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, yes, yes. People like
I mean, that's it. I mean, we have to get control. And I hate to say this, but you know what? We're all going to have to. We're all going to have to put our nose to the grindstone. And I'll say it once. I'll say it twice. Even if $10 is all you can do, you got to contribute some money. We have got to get out there. We've got to get busy because, you know what? It's up to us. Nobody's going to do it for us.
Yeah, the problem is, Jay, you're talking to people that are barely surviving now with the gas prices that we have and the way that they've pushed us down, and don't think this was done without foresight. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, the other side of that is how about this? How about just making sure that everybody that we know, boy, I got the hiccups this morning. Can you hear that? In your circle of friends, that this time, okay, that for the 2006 elections, that we get out and we vote and we make sure that there's high voter turnout.
You know, may I just say one thing more about
Sure.
what Pat said? Pat, I was listening to her and thinking to myself, the way that I've been depressed as a white woman in a middle-class neighborhood by this whole deal. Can you imagine what the poor black people in New Orleans and all over this country have been going through for years in terms of the feeling of being left out and totally disenfranchised? And the fact that we're asking them to do it one more time, to go to the polls, to undergo the humiliation of the long lines and the crap, the absolute crap that they had to go through in Florida and Ohio and other places during the last few elections, I'm outraged, and I think every single person should be doing something to support our black population, who I don't even understand how they're surviving. I don't understand how they're surviving mentally, let alone physically.
It's rough.
I mean, you know, I really don't, and I think that if there is a superior race, they are the superior race, because they have gone through, you know, a century, more than a century of this, and it's very sad for them.
It
and
is.
My heart goes out for
it
them.
It is, and you know what? We need solidarity among people of all colors, and now's the time where we've all got to stand together and demand a better day.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
thank you.
Take care. Thanks, Jay.
All right,
bye.
Thanks, Jerry. Boy, can you hear that at 28 minutes after 8? I've never had this happen. I got the hiccups. Is that an indication I've been drinking? No, all I've got is water here. But I can't seem to kill the doggone thing. But we do need to stand together, and we do need to demand more of our government. And it's like I said to that caller last hour. When I said, you know, when he was talking about people bitching and sitting around and complaining, you know what? The fact I pay my tax dollars and you pay your tax dollars, that gives us an inherent right to complain. And it gives us an inherent right to demand to do more than complain, but to demand better. All right, we got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600, 829. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Lots of trouble on the highways right now. Westbound I-70, have five cars tangled up in the left lane. That's right before Kipling. Also have a wreck at Lowell, so both those stacking things up pretty quickly. Now, westbound C-470, have crews trying to clear a crash just north of Bellevue. That's adding to your delays between Bowles and Vandermeer. And southbound I-25, loaded up into downtown and through T-Rex. Now have a wreck in the right lane at Yale, adding to those backups. Now around town, it's busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike looking a lot better in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Looking at the forecast, sunny today, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 74 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Prepare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Making money on the internet and with online auctions, people are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Tonight.
MaxNights.com.
I really like that.
Thanks.
Okay, I wanted to let you know, I wanted to say this because my brother-in-law lost, you know, his family lost everything in Mississippi. And I was sitting here thinking, we had a friend that was on TV. She was in New Orleans. She's from New Orleans. And perhaps when she get here, you know, we could get her to call.
Oh, I'd love to talk to her.
Yeah. Okay, and bear with me a minute, because at first, I am a black American.
Right.
I am not a minority, and I wanted Lorenzo to know that. If I was going to ask you a question, I would ask him why the Mexican nationalists is crossing the border illegally. Why don't they stay and fight for their country as the Irish, the black Americans, and all the rest of us did that is here, that's here in America? I would ask him that. I have always been curious as to why they wouldn't stand up and fight instead of run. Okay, I also wanted to say that because we had some contact in the South, we would like for you to know that buses was on the outside of the city of New Orleans. And the governor, she was waiting for FEMA to give permission to go in, and this was all before the flood.
Now, these are the pictures of the buses that we saw that were underwater, that were parked there but not deployed?
No, these are buses, you know, something like a big Greyhound bus.
Oh, okay.
But she had asked for that. And then I also wanted to let you know that my friend and I, we did call Monday. We wanted to go out to Buckley and help, and we were told that we had to have a clearance and we had to have training, and we could not go in to help, and which we wanted to go. And we have military ID, but we had to have a federal clearance to go help.
Hmm.
And one reason that we did is because when you reach high altitude, if you have sickle cell or sickle cell trait, you shouldn't just come into high altitude, which a lot of people, they don't know this, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you know, you have to be very careful about coming into a high altitude. And it may not bother you in the lower altitude, but it can act up in a higher altitude. And then I wanted to say, because my brother-in-law, his sister was there, that George Bush staged his first appearance in Mississippi, and the lady that he hugged, they hurried up and got her away, and there was no, nothing there to help them, and that's why the lady was cut off when she was speaking, because they told her there was a center down the street, and there was not one.
Yeah, well, you know, anybody who's watched this guy over the last 6 years ought to know that he doesn't do anything unless there's mileage for him, and that most of what he does are staged photo ops, just like the picture with him standing with the firemen. They got those firemen in there to stand around him, and as soon as he was done, they dismissed him.
And another thing I wanted to say, for years they have been talking about making New Orleans a resort area. You know, they have been wanting these people out for a long time. You know, let's make this would be a good resort area. So I guess the weather kind of helped them and pushed them on that. To that degree, and that could be one reason why they didn't help the people. And I believe from my heart they did not help them because they were black Americans. And this is again to Lorenzo, who said that George Bush won fair and square. He did not win fair and square. He just cheated better. He need to go read the Harvard report.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't even bother to go there with him.
Yeah, so
it would have wasted my time, basically.
Yeah. So and also, you know, I just think that also they're correct. He was not AWOL. He was termed a deserter at that time. You know, we were active military.
Right.
We know he was termed a deserter at that time.
All right, Jane. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, let's go to John in Lakewood. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you today?
I'm doing all right, John.
Good. Well, 3 points. First of all, how dare he call himself a man of God? That sickens me as a born-again Christian. It just sickens me because all I can think is, what would Jesus have done?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point.
Well, he would have been in Marine One, or whatever his helicopter is called, dropping supplies day of, and taking care of it. So, obviously, it's a travesty for him to call himself a man of God. I mean, I'm sure that God is looking down, just sickened by this right now. Second point is Howard Dean. Brass cojones, I love that guy. Speaking his mind, it's good to see a liberal doing that.
Yeah, really.
And in line with that, somebody should check out the demographics of the city, economic, racial, age-wise, and find out who got out. You know, have it on paper, have it in black and white, that this many black people didn't get out, this many elderly didn't get out, and you know, put that on paper and let America see that.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Third point is now Jimmy Carter created FEMA, right?
Correct.
Okay. Jimmy Carter, probably knowing him, he was a great man, created that to be a proactive department, a proactive organization. This has been the most reactive, poorly reactive act I've ever seen by the government. And you know, with George Bush, with the illusion of how proactive he is on terror right now, to be this pathetically reactive just makes me sick.
Well, as the storm was hitting, I mean, he was off cutting a birthday cake with John McCain and you know, playing guitar with a country music recording artist and doing a little round of golf and wasn't really paying attention to what was happening.
Oh yeah, he's ridiculous. He's living in a fog.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. John, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
All right, we've got a couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Do you agree with Howard Dean that race played a role in who got out and who survived with Hurricane Katrina? And Nancy Pelosi's great comment about George W. Bush just being oblivious to what went wrong. 303-713-7600, two lines open. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Open phones at 9 o'clock, 841, 19 minutes in front of...
...offer paint, fine art supplies, interior decorating, and design consulting. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. That would like you to try it. Double your money and get things for half price at milehighmarket.com. Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:46, 14 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 89. Chance of a thundershower or two. It's a partly cloudy in Boulder. 303-713-7600. We've been talking about Howard Dean's comments yesterday in Miami, Florida. He made the comments in front of a Baptist convention, the National Baptist Convention of America, and also Nancy Pelosi's comments about George W. Bush. The public opinion poll, CNN USA Today, a Gallup poll of 609 adults shows that 42% said the federal reaction was bad or terrible, and good or great said 35%. 35% said good or great. 42% said terrible. 35% gave a bad or terrible assessment of local officials and a good or great by 37%. 42% characterized President Bush's response to disasters as bad or terrible, while 35% said it was good or great. And 56% said they believed that the hurricane devastated the city beyond repair, but 63% said they would like to see the city rebuilt. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Tom in Denver. Tom, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi. You know, what I'm hearing from Republicans when they defend this indefensible actions by this president is they say that the Democrats are talking about having larger government again, you know, because we want this big government to come and intercede for these situations when states should be managing the problem, right?
Right. But, yeah, know, that's what you get.
But, you know, I mean, look what big government, look what the federal government did in the case of Terri Schiavo. I mean, they put together last-minute legislation. Didn't they? Was it they got together like 1 o'clock in the morning or something
right.
like that to,
yep.
to put an injunction and make this last-minute legislation? So, you know, it boils down to, you know, if you're brain dead and, you know, blind, you know, you get George Bush's, well, I don't know all the conditions she had, but those were two I definitely know. So if you're white, you know, you're brain dead and you're blind, you get George Bush's immediate attention to defend, to save the life. But if you're black and you're poor, you get the shaft.
Well, you know, what you're saying is basically pretty true. And I got it locked into a discussion yesterday with a caller, and it was really my fault. I was remiss. He was giving me this whole thing about smaller government. But what I should have turned around to him and said to him was, yeah, where was smaller government when it comes to the national debt? Where was smaller government when it comes to Terri Schiavo? And by the way, where was smaller government when it comes to the hurricanes in Florida in 2004? You know, the Bush administration, running for re-election, was dumping money into the state.
Right. I mean, you didn't hear them complaining about, you're precisely right, about big government when it came to the Terri Schiavo situation. And that's how blind and just willfully blind these people are. It's disgusting.
It is. You know, it's absolutely amazing, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Ed.
I had an interesting experience the other day. After listening to you in the morning, I started listening to Tom Hartman online.
Right.
And he had an interesting experience. He does a very localized talk show, not his national show. And some guy from Northern Virginia called him, and it was just unusual that a guy from Northern Virginia would get this station that he was on. And his speculation was that Carl Rove has his own sort of telemarketing operation where people are calling smaller stations like 760, and they're paid, and they get their talking points directly from the White House, and they call in, and it makes it seem like the local people really feel this way, and like Tom was saying, these defenders of Bush and all his horrible failures, it makes them sound like they're part of the community, and they're not. They're paid, and they get their talking points directly, and you know, they rev this machine up every time that he gets in trouble.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but I'd certainly like to see that looked into. I will tell you this much.
That's true. I would love for it too. But
yeah.
I would suspect that some of the callers that call in and they just defend Bush and won't listen to reason. I think it's because they're being paid. I really do.
Well, you know, I haven't seen any evidence of that. I would definitely like to. I'd definitely like to see that looked into, but I will tell you this much. The people on the right have always been, one thing they've got two things going for them. One, they've got a lot of discipline, and the other thing they've got going is they've got an incredible machine to crank out these talking points. Like, if you look at what happened with Hurricane Katrina, it started around Friday, September the 2nd, when, Karl Rove and the rest of these people in the Bush administration started to play the blame game and started trying to, blame local officials for the things that had gone wrong. And, through Matt Drudge, through Fox, through the Washington Times, they get their message out, and everybody seems to stay on point, you know?
Well, they might as well just call all these different stations and things the White House news outlet. I mean, that's all they are. It's like they speak with one voice. They don't even bother to use different words. They use exactly the same words.
Yeah, you're right.
They started using FEMA as a political tool. They dole out the money where they can, get the most payback, and they got a hurricane hit where there's a large Democratic constituency. It's like, it's like knocking out a voting district.
Well, I don't know if they let it hit there, but I would say that they let those people down, definitely, because probably they found nothing, nothing in return for them. That part I wouldn't disagree with. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And, there is a cynical way to look at this, and the cynical way to look at it is, hey, 99.99% of the people in New Orleans probably did not vote Republican. And so they didn't have the same kind of attitude towards what was going on in New Orleans as they did as to what was going on in Florida in 2004. Let's go to Wayne in Denver. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Wayne, you're on.
You keep hearing this bit about large and small government. Well, the affluent want the small government so they can run the nation.
Exactly.
The tool that they've used, and they've been using it since the Second World War, is to buy popular people to run for election. It started with Eisenhower. He was previously a Democrat. They were able to somehow persuade him to become a Republican. Reagan had been a Democrat in the guilds, and he then was converted to a Republican to run for governor in California. In turn, they were grooming him for presidency. And when we come along with young George Bush, again, he's part of the machine. People are going to have to start realizing that they're very rich.
I think people already realize that. I think people already know this.
I don't think so.
They do, because they know how much it costs to run for office, and they see who's getting what.
No, when you talk to the public like I do, you find out.
But what do you do for a living that you talk to the public?
I have retired. I've been around for 70 years.
Well, you know what? I've been around for 53 next week, I think the public knows what the deal is.
Well, they don't. Believe me.
Well, we disagree.
However. The robber baron games are alive and well in this country. What they reduce in taxes, they collect in higher prices at the gas pump, in the grocery stores, and so forth. And people are going to have to start realizing they're paying the rich man's tax.
I think they do understand that, but I think you got a problem in the fact that elections, because of redistricting and gerrymandering, elections are very, very tough to win these days.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think many of the people understand it, though.
Well, I don't think you give them credit, much credit. Look at the popularity polls. Look at the way the polls are running now.
Right now, they're being hurt, so they're working on their emotions. That's the problem. They're working on their emotions.
Well, I'm just not as cynical as you are. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
I think people do know what's going on. I think they're beginning to find out in greater numbers, and I feel a lot of hope for 2006. I see us being in a better situation in 2006, but maybe I'll turn out to be wrong. I hope not. At least I know I'm getting active. I don't know about the rest of you. Let's go to Tim in Callahan. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Good. I got just a couple issues, and I hope people can realize what's going on in Louisiana now. They're saying there's 10,000 people that are refusing to leave. Well, they're putting the spin back onto these people not want to leave. They want to leave, but they can't get out. So the Republican Party's got the GOP's got their spin going again to transfer the blame back to the people and off the administration.
Right.
And another thing, they're trying to transfer blame to the Democratic mayor and governor. And I hope people realize, you know, transport them to the Astrodome, that was a noble cause. That was a place to help them short term. But that's just another way to contain and control the people. And that's all it is. Bush wants to contain and control everybody, and it's a shame. And people better open their eyes up to what's really going on.
Well, if you don't put them in the Astrodome, though, where would you put all of those dislocated people?
No, that's fine while they're not, but not all these families that want to accept them and everything. Get them out in the community.
Well, they are. They're starting to. I mean, a lot of them are starting to find jobs and are enrolling their kids in schools.
And the other issue you said about the elections and the Democrats, well, I understand fully with you. I'm getting involved, too. I email them, call them all the time. Where is our Democratic leadership? Why weren't they standing with Cindy Sheehan? You got Ken Salazar voting for the bankruptcy bill and furthering Bush's agenda. These new Democrats scare me to death.
Well, some of them stand with us, some of them do not. And I share your frustration about Salazar. However, you got to give him credit where credit's due. He and Mark Udall both earlier in the week were calling for Mike Brown, the head of FEMA, to resign.
But where was Udall when standing with Cindy Sheehan, and he's on the Veterans Committee, you know?
Well, Udall's one of the people who voted against the war.
Yeah, but why is he not verbalizing and doing it in Congress now,
well,
standing up?
You know, he does. If you call him, when we've had him on, he's made, very strong anti-war statements. I don't think you're really being fair to him on that. Tim, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call.
All right, I got to go.
We'll continue. Open phones coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today.
AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. As promised, President Bush has dispatched Vice President Cheney on a tour of the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is traveling with him.
This trip by the Vice President and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is the latest White House effort to show the administration is committed to Katrina relief. There continues to be harsh criticism of the initial federal response. Cheney, who rarely takes press questions, will make himself available to the media twice today. Here in Gulfport, Mississippi, his first stop, he's sitting down with local leaders and relief coordinators and touring a damaged neighborhood.
The forced evacuation of Katrina holdouts in New Orleans is well underway, but for earlier evacuees, days later, it's still a big problem to get what assistance the government is offering. This woman has been waiting for hours to get food stamps.
This is unbelievable. It's like a dream, and I hadn't woke up out of it yet.
A Mexican Army relief convoy, the first Mexican military unit to operate on U.S. soil since 1846, has crossed into Texas heading for San Antonio. They're bringing relief supplies and two mobile field kitchens that can feed 7,000 people a day. In Mississippi, reconstruction efforts are getting underway, but in Biloxi, says CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers, they're still trying to retrieve the dead and clear away the storm-strewn debris.
When you drive down the streets of Biloxi, you are assaulted by horrific odors. We wonder as we drive along, are these dead people, God forbid, are these dead animals? Is this just a combination of death and sewage and marine deterioration, rotting woods, rotting boards?
Hurricane evacuees trying to find new homes in a hurry are likely to find the market very, very tight.
I'm Peter King in Meridian, Mississippi. Hurricane evacuee Casey Freeman's been one of the more popular guests at her hotel here. She's a real estate broker. She says people are asking her to find them new homes in her hometown of Hattiesburg.
They say they'll take anything, whether it be a mobile home. They're willing to pay anything.
But she says the market was already tight before the storm.
It's going to be tough for us to find some of those for everyone, but we're going to do our very best.
If there's any good news, Freeman says it's that hurricane veterans have told her to expect a boom in construction and in real estate sales. Peter King, CBS News, Meridian, Mississippi.
Details emerging on the 10-month hostage ordeal of American contract worker Roy Hallams, rescued in a military operation south of Baghdad yesterday. His ex-wife Susan says it was a grueling experience for him.
He just said he was bound and tied for 10 months.
Hallams also told her the diet he was fed during the last few months of his captivity consisted of sardines and cheese. Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, Dow Industrials down 33.75 points. The Nasdaq is off by 2.75, and the S&P 500 down 3.75 points. This is CBS News.
When Mary bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, she made a big impact at work.
I've noticed some real changes in Mary. Now she's here at the office so early, she snags the best parking spaces, like the one I used to have. She used to be unprepared in meetings, but now, she's even caught the eye of my boss. Just yesterday, he wondered aloud,
why can't you be more like Mary?
Mary's the new vice president. You're going to love that new office, Mary. I did.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We are seeing lots of trouble on the highways right now. Westbound I-75 cars tangled up right before Kipling. Then we had a wreck at Lowell, so big delays in that area. Now, eastbound I-70, Not doing much better. Three separate accidents between Pecos and I-25, including one on the ramp there. Westbound C-470, crews are clearing a crash just north of Bellevue, and that's adding to delays between Bowles and Vandermeer. And southbound I-25, still busy. Free ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, around town, it's looking a lot better on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and the Turnpike in good shape in both directions as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Looking at the forecast, sunny today with maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm and highs in the 80s, already at 74 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Bring on to the other side.
Your mind is waiting. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get up to near 89, 303-713-7600. Open phones underway. We do have a slight chance of some precipitation this afternoon, and it is partly cloudy here in Boulder. You can sit at my table with Mary and myself at the Boulder County Democrats Truman Dinner. This event is sold out, and it's this Saturday night. Go to am760.net to bid on seats at the AM 760 table. The speaker will be Senator Joseph Biden. We'd love to have you join us for dinner and hear what the senator has to say. And we'll take bids through Friday morning at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All the proceeds go to help elect more Democrats, which we definitely need to do. We've got four pair of tickets, so bid on them now. That's am760.net. And, of course, if you're looking to help out in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, you can also go to am760.net and hit that storm aid icon on there. And there are tons of places that you can give money to. Mary and I gave to the Red Cross early on, but the Red Cross is up there, and there are a lot of other organizations. One of the things that's been going on has been a rise in gasoline prices, and we are very, very vulnerable. If we're not vulnerable to Mother Nature, we're definitely vulnerable to oil prices and the fluctuation of gas prices. And, of course, who gets hurt when the gas prices go up? Middle-class Americans get hurt. They've advertised on this radio station before. I thought, what the heck, let's talk to them, because they must know something about this. So we got Chris Wolf, president of Americans for Energy Independence, on the line. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jake. Glad to be on.
Nice to have you on. All right, talk a little bit about what your organization does, what it represents, what it's for. Talk to us a little bit about that.
In a nutshell, we're basically an eclectic group of patriots who got together and just kind of got frustrated over the lack of attention being paid to our dependence on foreign oil. So we formed a corporation. We're a current pending nonprofit. But our mission is to really educate and inform Americans on, number one, the situation, what can be done, because it seems like there's a lot of misinformation out there, you know, like you just mentioned how vulnerable we are. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think this is just a taste of things to come. And if anything, it's a good way to kind of prepare us for what might be ahead in the next 20 years.
Do you buy that peak oil theory that our supplies of oil have peaked and will now be on the way down?
Initially, I didn't, but after a lot of research, and actually what's interesting is Chevron right now is out there doing full-page advertisements. I don't know if you've seen this, running full-page advertisements out here in the Los Angeles Times, basically saying it took 125 years to use the first trillion barrels of oil. It'll take 30 years to use the next trillion.
Whoa.
A lot of people, yeah, exactly. A lot of people just aren't aware of the growing demand in China and India. In the next 20 years, total number of cars will go up by 50%, and a lot of that's going on, you know, based on China and India.
So the question here is, how do we get energy independence?
Well, again, I think there's a variety of ways. What we're focused on is education, but we really need a national, basically grassroots supported. You know, let's get some national interest in this to where it's politically safe for our politicians to pursue it. Anything that we've done as a country, it's nation-building programs. If you think about the Transcontinental Railroad, if you think about the Interstate Highway System, if you think about the Apollo program, you know, those were government programs where industry aligned itself behind them. And we think energy independence needs to be that same kind of program, a 20-year program. You know, let's make some short-term sacrifices if needed, you know, but the goal is just to wean ourselves off of this foreign dependency.
You think we can do it?
Actually, I think other countries have done it. I'm surprised, you know, South Africa, which does coal to petroleum conversion, which the Germans did back in World War II. Those plants that South Africa uses, they're energy independent, by the way, were built by U.S. companies. So, we have the technology, we have the capability. It's just an issue of economics. Right now, you can import oil from OPEC, Saudi Arabia, et cetera, and we don't pay any taxes on that. The companies don't pay any taxes on that. So it's just a lot, you know, it's cheaper for them, it's better for their bottom lines to go overseas and get oil. And I'm not necessarily advocating oil, because alternative fuels are there. Brazil does biomass with sugar cane. You know, basically, they're very close to energy independence, and have done it through ethanol. So, again, there's a lot of different opportunities there. I think we just need to, you know, as an intelligent, innovative country, you know, we need to get ahead of the curve versus being behind it.
All right. How can people get involved with your organization?
What we're asking for is, again, there's been numerous surveys out there that say the majority of Americans are for energy independence, but there's really no avenue for them to actually put their name on a petition. So what we have is a national petition. We just launched this a few months ago. We're already up to all 50 states being represented. We have over 1,800 signatures on it. These are individuals. It's almost like the Declaration of Independence. You know, it's like you're going out on a limb here to say, you know, we want the government to pursue this, and we as consumers and voters, you know, we'll make our decisions based on energy independence. So that's all we're asking for is come out to our website. It's EI2025, Energy Independence in the Year 2025.org. And, you know, there's a petition there. There's lots of information. And from our site, you can really link into anything you need to know as far as energy independence.
All right. Get that URL address again.
Okay. It's www.EIEnergyIndependence2025.org.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, I appreciate the opportunity, and, you know, I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks a bunch. All right, there's Chris Wolf, President of Americans for Energy Independence. Check out their website. Boy, you know, we got to do something about this. And I still think back to the email I got, last week, towards the end of last week, excoriating me in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and the human tragedy there, excoriating me for bringing up the on the air that last Thursday, the fact that gas prices were going through the ceiling. We paid somewhere in the neighborhood of close to $4 a gallon when we were in Needles, California, over the holiday. And we have got to get ourselves off of this somehow. But, you know, it is so hard to give up your car. It's so hard. And we've had this discussion on the air before. So, something's got to give someplace. 303-713-7600. We're in open phones, and let's go to John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, John. How about yourself?
I'm okay. And as always, thanks for the work you do.
You got it.
And the guys behind the scenes, too. The question was raised, you know, was this a racist type thing? I for one, don't think it was as much racism against black people as it was against blue people. And, you know, I can't think of any rational-minded person who would think that some type of negligent disaster like this would happen in a blue-blooded, concentrated area of his base. You know, first off, there wouldn't be an underfunded levee there anyways, but, you know, if that were to happen in a real red area, real blue blood, and, you know, the FEMA and the National Guard would be tripping over each other to save poodles, for Pete's sakes.
Well, I think we kind of saw that in Florida.
Yes, exactly. They had a political game, and there it was. This didn't, and, you know, it almost, I hate to say this, but it almost feels like, you know, there might be some that look at it like, oh, great, this is a culling of the herd or something, you know. I mean, this is horrendously terrible. And to keep on putting it back off on their incompetence, I don't think it's all that. I think there is some political motivations for, you know, some of the things they didn't do, you know, the levy funding, the whole thing. I mean, here's one of the three major potential disasters called out by FEMA right before 9/11 happened. One was going to be an attack, a terrorist attack in New York. One would be a great earthquake in California, I think San Francisco or L.A., and another would be Louisiana and New Orleans getting swamped. Now, these were, FEMA called us out as the three most likely disasters ahead of us. So they cut all the funding for the levee and all this other stuff. I mean, is it going to you know, they could have cut for the war and, you know, cut the money and send it to the war, and at least looked at, like, the three most likely disasters to kill Americans, you know. They don't care about us. They care about
the thing that got me, I mean, did you see the clip of George W. Bush with Diane Sawyer, where he said, we didn't know the levees were going to break?
What planet are you on?
I
don't think there's anyone who could have foreseen that. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Negroponte, you know, when he was in Honduras saying, oh, I didn't know there were death squads, you know. There was 300 separate articles about the death squads in Honduras while he in his tenure, right? But he didn't know about it.
Yeah, right. You see, I have no knowledge of that.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, and then the one comment that really got to chill me is the senator that he was talking to him, and you know the woman
Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi, yeah. You know, he comes back with what mistakes? Well, you know, I understand them a little telling. You know, I mean, they stopped water coming in. They stopped. They were continually stopping emergency professionals that were just taking on their own to go, and they were turning them away. There was a case where a car full of young, I know, paramedics or whatever they were, got turned away at a roadblock, and because they were emergency professionals. So what they did is they snuck over to another road, and they said they were reporters, and they were let in. You know, I mean, they can say, well, they had to get control of, you know, the emergency, and they didn't want too much conflicting thing. I mean, they cut the emergency communication lines for the police and the fire department in New Orleans. And the mayor had to get the sheriff over there to reconnect the lines and stand guard, armed guards, to keep anybody, FEMA included, from cutting those lines. I mean, once again, and I've said it before, you know, to call it all incompetence or bumbling, I think is naive on our part, and it cuts them too much slack.
All right, John. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Take you care.
All right. 9:16, 16 minutes after 9 at AM 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. That frees up a line here, so use it, and it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. Now,
would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at milehighmarket.com. Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi today, we're on 89, 303-713-7600, it's open phones. You know, the guy who called up said he didn't think the public knew what was going on. I don't think the public totally knows what's going on, but I think they're starting to get up hip more and more to what's going on. Look at the growth of Progressive Talk Radio. I mean, that's one thing to point to. A year ago, 2 years ago, we wouldn't have this format. People are beginning to find out. They know something's wrong. But here's the challenge. Can the Democrats, can we take the message forward and make it stick? That's the big challenge. People know there's something wrong. You look at the Gallup polls, the CNN Gallup poll. You look at the Pew Research Center polls. They all show the same thing. People are troubled by what's happening in Iraq. They're troubled by what's going on with Hurricane Katrina. They know there's something wrong. Question is, can the Democrats make that stick? Let's go to Daryl in Longmont. Daryl, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Jay.
Hey, Daryl.
How you doing? Great job.
Thanks.
I've been listening to your commentary as well as other folks' commentary now for a few days, and just in general, I think there is some blame on both sides. I don't really want to go into that issue, but regardless of where there might be blame, the fact of what George Bush said about not being able to predict the break in the levees, I mean, that just proves right there the incompetence of this administration.
That's exactly what he said to Diane Sawyer. Nobody knew the levees were going to break.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because, okay, A, if you live below sea level, you are constantly predicting a break of levees. There's just no other way to live life. And it's really funny, I haven't really heard anyone mention this. There's this little town over in Europe called Amsterdam.
Right.
And they've been living under sea level for hundreds of years. Now, granted, they haven't had a stage Category 5 hurricane, but are they prepared for it? Of course they are. there constantly. I've been over there 5 times in the last 4 years. Okay, if these people can keep their levees constantly upgraded, constantly in running condition to where they have no fear of anything ever happening. And what's funny is that, you know, most of the writers consider these people potheads, you know. It's, they seem to have been able to do it for hundreds of years, so.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's just the fact that he said that, it just proves it. It's proof. It's not, you know, it's 100% proof.
Well, even the Wall Street Journal, which is not a liberal publication, which is more of a conservative publication, even the Wall Street Journal has pointed out that FEMA, that this administration stripped FEMA of its power and money, which was painfully rebuilt under President Clinton, and has long been a target for the downsizing of government, and a political dumping ground for for the politically connected. I mean, even the Wall Street Journal points this out. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is not a lefty publication.
Well, maybe they're turning into one now. That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
It's just. That's really all I had to say, but it's just, you know, maybe if we'd look around the rest of the world once in a while, we might be able to fix some things here, and it doesn't seem that this administration wants to do that. So.
No, it doesn't seem that they do. Thank you, man. Great call. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Anna in Greeley. Anna, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Glad you're on the air.
Oh, thanks.
I was wondering, I've been thinking about all this 5 days, was it, before Bush was brought forth so that he could bring his head out of its usual location.
Right.
And wasn't it 3 or 4 days on 9/11? I mean, after the first plane hit and the good professional camera work there that showed us all that, there's always a camera crew there. And he was told in the second grade classroom that this had happened. So he went on reading and then disappeared for 3 days.
Oh, yeah, talking about reading My Pet Goat, and then he flew around all over the country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think this is kind of a pattern on his part.
It is. It's a pattern. And probably knew about the whole thing beforehand anyway, just like he knew about this hurricane issue that was going to happen. I mean, it was announced by the federal Meteorological Association or whatever, whoever announces all those things and follows them through.
Oh, NOAA, probably, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric
Exactly.
Administration.
Exactly. And I was listening to the man before who's 70. I'm also 70, and I go around talking to people all the time, too, but I find that they do know what's going on, and they are concerned, but they don't know what to do about it because we have no balance of power in the federal government. Haven't had for since the 80s. We have we have only one party spelled two different ways. You know, what are we going to do? We need at least three parties.
We got to go out in 2006 and make it stick. That's the whole thing. I mean, people know that there's something wrong, but we have to show them some leadership. And I just hope the Democrats continue to keep speaking up, like Nancy Pelosi had the guts to do the other day.
Oh, she was great. I called and thanked her for that.
Yeah, and that's the key.
And actually, the Black Caucus is always has spoken up or tried to get a forum to speak up. And, of course, they get pushed aside. And they're great. They're great Democrats. And Nancy Pelosi is speaking up was an excellent thing, too.
I agree. Anna, thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you so much. Do we have that Pelosi cut again? Let's play this again. Because it's so good.
When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious. In denial. Dangerous.
She'll love that. Oblivious. In denial. That's, you know, that's our president. That's George W. Bush. Because by God, while the hurricane was storming ashore, he was off pitching Medicare. He was off pitching his Social Security plan. The day that Katrina made landfall, and the morning that the mayor of New Orleans reported that the levee was beginning to overflow, Bush was on the phone to Secretary Chertoff. Was he talking about the hurricane? No, he was discussing immigration. That same morning, when the storm was ashore, Bush was in a birthday cake photo op with John McCain. Then Bush jetted off to Arizona to a resort to promote his Medicare drug benefit. I mean, that's what this guy was doing. George Lakewood, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, George.
And when the hurricane hit, just like the Emperor Nero, George Bush was trying to play a guitar
right.
at a fundraiser with a country and western singer.
Yep.
And that is a metaphor that just... we got to make it stick. And, you know, I mean, George Bush is starting to look more and more like a dictator every day. And that is frightening. Our democracy is under attack. And we need to realize this, and we need to make that message stick. Can the Democrats take the message forward and make it stick? That's a good question. But the people need to get busy. And we need to realize what we're up against. I mean, the right-wing pundits have been spinning this thing, and you can get nauseated listening to right-wing talk radio.
I don't listen to it, so I don't know. I don't take the time to listen to it.
You know why I listen to it, Jay? Because I feel compelled to get on there and disagree with them. And I feel like it's a very, very important medium for the neocons. And that and like David Brock, you know, I believe that they are using that medium to dominate the political scene in the USA to their advantage.
Oh, I think they are too.
It starts with Rush Limbaugh, and they got Sean Hannity, and they got Ann Coulter, and they got Michael Savage, and this thing just spins around and around and around, and they use James Dobson and the focus of the family as their symbol.
Yeah, Michael Savage, whose real name, by the way, is Michael Wiener.
Okay.
That's his real name.
Oh, well, yeah.
I wonder why he doesn't use it on the air.
Really? I mean,
Why don't you call him up sometime and ask him if his real name is Michael Wiener?
I will. I mean, that would even be a better metaphor.
Hey, Comrade Wiener, how are you?
Oh, but really? But and I was just looking on Google today, and I've been looking around for this thing, and I haven't had a chance to keep up with the news like I like to because I've been kind of busy lately. But I did finally find it on Google after doing a search on the Associated Press for Hurricane Katrina and Governor Blanco's declaring it an emergency. And she did, in fact, declare it an emergency on August 26th.
Yeah,
and
I'm aware of that.
She forwarded a request to President Bush on August 27th that he act on this thing, and he was dragging his feet all through it.
Well, he was off somewhere.
Right. Just having a blast. And, of course, I agree with the previous caller. I think that if this happened in a white neighborhood, we would have a very similar response. But I think it goes beyond racism. I think it's, racism is definitely a part of it. But I think it even goes beyond that. And, I think the only way we would have seen some action out of the administration is if it would have happened to some of their cronies.
Well, look what happened in Florida, where they had excellent response because Bush was up for a re-election and he didn't want to lose the state. Hey, thank you, man.
Hey,
I appreciate the call. I got to run.
All right.
Thank you so much. 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic now. Progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, we are still seeing some trouble this morning. Eastbound I-70, three separate accidents between Pecos and I-25, including one on the ramp. Northbound I-25, jam solid from Orchard. That's because of a wreck near 225. Southbound I-25, still a little heavy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. And southbound 225 flows into the Tech Center. Now, Boulder Street's looking pretty good on Arapahoe, Broadway, Foothills Parkway. And the diagonal Highway 93 also doing well. And the Turnpike checks clear both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Looking at the forecast, sunny today, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 75 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution. 1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Plus, they show you Carfax. A lot of dealerships don't do that, or they charge you for it, or they don't even have it. They show you Carfax. Tells you everything you need to know about the automobile you're going to buy. And the other thing that makes Rockies different, the people who work there, people like Spanky and Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Colby and Roger, the folks at Rockies really do care. And they care. They want you to get the car that makes you happy. And at Rockies, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. See the massive inventory at RockiesAutos.com and get pre-qualified for a car loan right there online at RockiesAutos.com. Or get on out there to their location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And don't forget about their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down.
I do enjoy listening to your show. I've called a couple other times, and we don't seem to be able to get very far. I hope we can this time. I think it's over the top and irresponsible for you to play the race card on this. I think it's intellectually dishonest. I don't think you really believe Bush wanted those people to die or suffer because they're black. Do you really think that?
No, I don't think that he wanted to, but I think that he wasn't especially focused on it because there wasn't anything in it for him. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me why it is that FEMA had an overwhelming, quick response that they were even involved before the first hurricane hit in Florida in 2004.
Because the governor of Florida was on top of the situation. The governor of Louisiana was not.
You see, you know what? All right. When did the governor of Louisiana declare that it was a state of emergency? What date did she do that?
I'm not positive. Maybe.
Sunday. When?
Sunday, maybe.
I mean, you know, see, you're sitting here telling me that the governor of Florida was on top of it, who, by the way, happens to be the president's brother.
Correct.
You know, sitting here telling me this, yet, you know, you can't tell me when it was. She did it on August the 26th, so there was plenty of time for the federal government to get mobilized and to get involved. Now, why is it that they did an overwhelming job with four hurricanes hitting Florida, and when it comes to Katrina, they dropped the ball? Why did that happen?
Well, part of the reason is probably because the hurricanes in Florida weren't Category 5 hurricanes.
No, but there were four of them in a row.
Why did the mayor leave hundreds of school buses sitting in parking lots?
You know what? There's no question that there's fault to go around as far as the mayor and as far as the governor goes. But that's not the question I'm asking you. The question I'm asking is, you ask me about George W. Bush, and I'm telling you that the reason is that they were all over Florida, that they were dumping money all over Florida in 2004, that they were practically giving checks away to people who didn't even qualify. The reason that they were doing that is because the Bush administration could get something out of it. It's called votes. And you know something? I don't think that they cared about the people in Louisiana, because overwhelmingly the people in New Orleans, I should say not Louisiana, but the people in New Orleans and the people in Mississippi, you know what, but particularly in New Orleans, the people in New Orleans, the African Americans in New Orleans, there's no way there were any votes there for them. There's no way they were going to get any votes out. And you know something? Even the Wall Street Journal, which is not a liberal publication, points to the Bush administration stripping FEMA of its money. Why did the Bush administration strip FEMA of its money and use FEMA as a political dumping ground?
Listen, I'm not saying the reorganization of FEMA was a good idea. It could have been a terrible idea. What I'm saying,
well, could have been. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is not a liberal publication. The Wall Street Journal's on your side. And even they point out the fact that the Bush administration gutted FEMA.
Jay, the reason I call is, the reason Democrats are losing elections is because of the over-the-top rhetoric from Howard Dean, from people like yourself, that blatantly call Bush and Republicans racist.
I never said that they were racist.
You're implying it.
What I'm saying is...
calling them out on it.
Because, you know what, I don't think they need to be called out on it, because I think it's the truth. I think that when it comes to people who are largely poor, which has to do with class, when it comes to people who are people of skin color, African Americans, who are predominantly make up the inner cities of New Orleans and many of the cities across this country, I think this administration almost has a benign kind of attitude towards them,
right,
and had a benign attitude when it came to this hurricane. Why was George W. Bush off sitting there cutting a birthday cake with John McCain when the hurricane was storming on shore?
So there hasn't been an underclass of every major city under Democratic administrations.
No, that's
right?
I didn't say that.
All the people.
But can you
name a Democratic administration
that has failed to respond when there's been a tragedy or an emergency? As a matter of fact, Jimmy Carter was the one who founded FEMA. It wasn't even founded under a Republican.
That's neither here nor there. That
no, it is here nor there. It's very, very germane to what we're talking about. It's very germane to what we're talking. Listen, you know what? You don't want to see it. You're free to have your own beliefs. And from a male middle class white man, I guess that's a perspective you want to take. But the fact is that the facts are on paper. They are in writing. They're there. And if you don't want to recognize them, then you're free. You're free to do so. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, my friend. And you know, don't give me this thing about Democrats losing elections. We've had elections.
By the end of the day, log on and start shopping now at kingsufers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
At the Boulder County Democrats' Truman Dinner coming up this Saturday night. This event is sold out. Go to am760.net to bid on seats at the AM760 table. The guest speaker will be Senator Joseph Biden, and we'll take bids through tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All the proceeds will go to help elect more Democrats so we can take back control of this country. And we have four pairs of tickets. You can bid on them now. Go to AM760. Also, if you want to help with hurricane relief, go to am760.net. Push the hurricane relief icon. You know, the last caller in the Springs, Ken, I believe his name was in the Springs, who was talking about, you know, we were talking about Howard Dean's comments. And, you know, I should have read him this, and I didn't do it. And I talked about it earlier in the morning. You know, this is where George W. Bush gets his values from. You get your values a lot of times from your parents. And when Barbara Bush was touring the Astrodome complex in Houston on Monday, she said, what I'm hearing, which is sort of scary, is they all want to stay in Texas. They all want to stay in Texas. The majority of the people in the Astrodome are African American. Everyone is so overwhelmed by hospitality. And so many people in the arena here, you know, they were underprivileged anyway, so this is working out well for them. That's the former First Lady of this country. That's George W. Bush's mother. And what a mother she is. All right, let's go to Larry in Denver. Larry, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, you bet I agree with Howard Dean. You bet. That last caller is such a brainstem. I am so PO'd. You know what I want to do? Here's a statement for this guy. Does he realize why we vote on Tuesday?
Yeah, really.
Does he actually realize what's going on? No. You know what I do? I want to buy his company wherever he works and make sure that he works from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and he doesn't get to vote.
Well, under law, though, they got to give you an hour off to vote.
Hey, it's not enforced.
Well, I've never had an employer not tell me. So you know what? That's news to me. Is it not enforced?
No, heck no, it's not enforced. And the only thing Bush cares about is Halliburton stock. It was $2 and change in 2002, and guess what it was this morning? $64.50.
Yeah. Well, they're making a lot of money.
You know what a tenfold increase does?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And that guy says nothing exists. We vote on Tuesday for a reason, to keep people away from getting to be able to vote.
Well, there's certainly something going on here. There's no doubt about that.
Now, does this idea work? Can Howard Dean support this idea to get the message out? What happens if Democrats actually want to vote by absentee ballot? Is that a paper trail? Why not make it 100% across the country?
Well, I'll tell you what, I encourage. I'm
going to do it.
I'm going to do it, too. I'm with you. I'm going to vote absentee as well.
Absentee. That's got to be a paper trail.
Yep.
You got to make do. The playing field is never level. Matter of fact, I rented a great documentary last night. It's called Born Rich. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Made by one of Johnson & Johnson's pharmaceutical kids. He interviews his friends like Trump, Vanderbilt, you name it, all those people. And these are kids that are about to inherit millions and millions of dollars. And they talk about it. And, you know, that's Bush right there. That's how he grew up. If you want to see how Bush grew up and how he lived with his childhood, rent that movie. Documentary, great. It's only an hour.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get that book, Bush on the Couch. Because I had a guy earlier this morning talking about it.
Yeah. Great.
I'm definitely going to get that book, Bush on the Couch.
Excellent.
All right. Hey, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Let's go to, who is this? Tyrone in Denver. I'm sorry. Tyrone, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I was compelled to call in because I heard that brain donor talk about how the Democrats are playing the race card. And
right.
It astounds me because, not really, because this is a pretty consistent response I hear from white people, whether they are, you know, on the right or on the left, that somehow discussions of race are inappropriate. And I think that we ought to take a historical look and keep an historical perspective on how racism affects things like public policy and responses to things like natural disasters. For example, you like the blues?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, here's a blues lyric. It was cold and raining. Some people didn't have no shoes on their feet. It was cold and raining. Some people didn't have no shoes on their feet. Women and children crying because they didn't have a thing to eat. That's from the 1927 Mississippi flood.
Yeah.
Okay?
I believe that.
Right. These things have happened time and time again. 1900 in Galveston, 1927, you have some really egregious examples of racism where blacks were either enslaved and made to work on the levees while whites escaped, where they were sent up the Mississippi when it was flooding, and whites were on steamships playing Bye Bye Blackbird as they left.
Yeah.
All right, now if you look at the history of FEMA, for example, this is an example of a mixture of white American racism and public policy in this country. FEMA was gathered together, you know, to respond to natural disasters under the Carter administration. When Carter left, Reagan came in, and he shifted the emphasis from natural disaster response to basically counter-insurgency and domestic surveillance. He put a man by the name of Louis Chafrida in charge of FEMA, who was a general in the National Guard. He had, under Reagan in California, set up these programs to spy on militant minorities, in other words, blacks. Whenever the Republicans have been in office, FEMA has been focusing on things like, you know, how to basically impose martial law. There was a thing called Rex 84, which is a military exercise that FEMA conducted, where they would say, where they simulated what would happen in case, you know, something like there were a lot of refugees to come into the United States, because this is the time when Reagan was waging war in Latin America. And what they were doing is they set up something like 23 detention centers, and they would declare martial law, strip the country of the Bill of Rights, and confiscate private property. When Clinton got back in, the emphasis went back to response to natural disasters. And you can see this in 1992 when Andrew hit. Bush, you know, Bush's response was inept. You know, the first Bush's response was absolutely inept. And when Clinton got in, they changed that emphasis from this paranoid delusion that somehow people within the country, especially black people, are enemies and a danger, and you saw responses, quicker responses to natural disasters.
Yeah, Bush, under Clinton, Clinton built up FEMA, but under Bush, mm-hmm. as soon as Bush took over, he once again turned around and tore it down.
Absolutely.
Cut funding, mm-hmm. Used it as a political dumping ground.
Yeah.
For campaign cronies.
Absolutely.
I mean, this guy, Joseph Arbaugh, I think is his name, helped in Bush's 2000 campaign in Florida.
Sure, it becomes it's cronyism. But the thing that I want to point out is what happened in New Orleans was not unprecedented. This is business as usual. All right, and I'm going to leave you with another lyric from the 1927 flood. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out my door. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out my door. The levee broke. And this town is overflowed. When it comes to public policy, there has always been a denial of service, especially when black people are thought to benefit from it. You can see this in the schools. You can see this in the destruction of the urban infrastructure. Look throughout this country. And when he says, you know, people are playing the race card, do we believe that George Bush, you know, would let people die because of their the color of their skin? This has happened time and time again throughout the history of this country. It is not something that is unthinkable. It is part of the fabric of this country.
Yeah, and it needs to be reversed. It needs to be reversed big time. Thank you, man. Great call.
You're welcome.
Outstanding call. Let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
How you doing? Let me get you off the speakerphone. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, well, didn't turn off for some reason. Anyway, what I wanted to bring up was can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Is you remember after all this happened and the convention center, the Black Caucus came out and condemned Bush and his administration on what they were doing?
Right.
Then immediately the next day, what did Bush do? He had photo ops, and he met with the Black Caucus for a full day trying to win him back. And then the next day after that, it was the whole network, CNN and everything, carried nothing but pictures of him arm in arm with black leaders, the same black leaders that condemned him. So you see how this political machine works?
Yeah. Well, they don't seek to report the news. A lot of times they seek to create it.
Yeah, and now the latest thing is the two-word culture is we're problem solvers.
Right. Not we don't want to. Oh, and also the other catchphrase is blame game.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I just want to weigh in on that. I really think there is racism going on here to the point that they allowed this to happen.
I agree.
You know, it's just unreal. Having been raised in the South, I know how those people think, and I know how the Bushes think because I was raised in Texas along with the Bushes, and I know exactly how they think, and what they're doing is planned.
Yep, I agree 100%. You know what it is? There's nothing in it for them, and that's the big deal. There's no rush because there's nothing in it for them. Thanks, man. Appreciate
Absolutely.
The call.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
And that contrasts what goes on in Florida. All right, great morning this morning. Thank you to everybody for all your calls. It's really been a good morning. Appreciate them, pro and con. And we'll join you tomorrow morning at the 6 a.m. Al Franken's up next here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're tired of conservative talk radio, this is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never